Yeah, and how much in control you feel about it. It's a big difference, isn't it, between the people who say, I've been in a terrible car crash, I'm lucky I'm alive, and the people who say, I've been in a terrible car crash, how unlucky am I? And yeah. Just that viewpoint, and in terms of your perception of yourself as doing well, whether you're happy or not. Absolutely fascinating to talk to you. Dr. Itay Ifsan, thank you so much for joining us. He's Senior Lecturer in Positive Psychology at the University of East London. I felt a very positive vibe from him. He seems like a very happy man. Absolute pleasure to speak to you. Thank you very much indeed. Well, talking of very happy people and the opposite, Mr. John Holmes is here. Do you consider yourself a happy person?
A shiny happy person.
Shiny happy.
I don't know. Well,
yes, I think the fact that you paused before answering that is a bit of a
giveaway. Has answered that question, hasn't it, really? Yeah. Well, only because, you know, I was just arguing the toss out there about the fact that one of the locks on the toilets has broken here and hasn't been fixed for a week.
I'll tell you what, it's the quality of the conversation. You think the quality of the conversation's bad on air. It's even worse
you
off
should,
air.
You should hear, what if we broadcast that? We often do, to be fair.
To be fair, that is your show.
Yes, it is. Today, trousers, as you can imagine.
Big issue.
Big issue. And those selling the big issue probably could not afford the trousers of Theresa May.
Can I just say, I don't understand people thinking it's sexist for people commenting on the fact that someone's got a pair of trousers, leather trousers, which, by the way, most normal people don't own.
That's right.
And they cost almost £1,000. If she wore a black trouser suit every day, no one would comment on what she wears.
Even if it cost £2,000, no one would care. No. It's just it's not the cost. It's the fact, because everybody's going, but you don't mention David Cameron's expensive suit. Well, no, because it's a suit.
But also, if he wore leather
trousers, we bloody talk about it.
But also, he will wear the same suit as all politicians will about 10,000 times.
Yeah. The only people who look good in leather trousers are, well, you know, I don't know, David Coverdale from Whitesnake in the 80s and me in the 80s when I had some.
Absolutely. We'll be posting those pictures online. Do follow us at Talk Radio. That's John Holmes' show coming up after 1 o'clock. I'll be back with you at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. This is Talk Radio. Stay tuned.
Talk Radio. Dial up some dialogue.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
A wise old elf once said,
"There is no perfect gift, only a gift perfect for someone."
Which is why, at Not on the High Street, we have gifts for gardeners, presents for perfectionists, and stocking-sized somethings for small children across the land. Find gifts lovingly made by our 5,000 partners, I mean elves, at notonthehighstreet.com. Magic is real.
It's only a few drops of rain. Bit of water on the road. You're only doing 70. It's only a car braking in front. It's only a skid. It's only across one lane. It's only a family and their kids in the back.
When it rains, it kills. Last year, 2,918 people were killed or seriously injured when driving in the rain. Slow down. Highways England.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In December, get a 15-litre tub of Leyland Super Latex Matte Emulsion for an amazing £16.99 ex-VAT. Now that's a real deal. See selcobw.com for even more real deals and to find your nearest branch.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
It is as well at exactly 1 o'clock Monday. Hello. There's another week coming. Heralding it in is Toby with the news.
Thank you. Coming up, Breaking Bad inspired killer banged up. FA in elderly white men jibe and far right group banned.
Talk Radio.
A 50-year-old man has been jailed for life with a 24-year minimum term for murdering a police officer after meeting him on a dating app. Stefano Brizzi was high on crystal meth when he killed Gordon Semple. He was found guilty last month, with the jury hearing he was inspired by the TV show Breaking Bad when he tried to dispose of the body with acid in South London. Five former FA executives are calling for the organisation to make major reforms, accusing it of being filled with elderly white men. The likes of David Bernstein, David Davis, Greg Dyke, Alex Horn and David Treisman wrote to Damian Collins, the chairman of the Culture, Media and Sport Committee, claiming football's governing body suffers from an inability to reform and modernise. Mr. Collins spoke to Talk Sport earlier and said it's something he's working on.
To tomorrow I will be appearing in front of the Backbench Business Committee that allocates time for backbench motions on the floor of the House of Commons. I'm hoping to secure that debate in January. That will effectively be a motion of no confidence in the Football Association as it's currently governed and calling for legislation to implement reform.
The Scottish FA is meeting with police to discuss historical sexual abuse in the sport. It comes as Crewe Alexandra, one of the first clubs alleged to have been involved south of the border, confirmed their director of football, Dario Gradi, has been suspended by the FA. He denies any wrongdoing. Six people are being questioned by police on suspicion of terrorism offences. It follows raids on six properties across the country this morning, including in Burton-upon-Trent in Staffordshire and London. It's part of an operation involving three police forces. Stephen Allen lives in Derby, where officers are also searching at least one property and where four men were detained.
It's just such a shock to my system, really, because this is a very quiet street. There's loads of multicultural aspects of people here. But maybe I'll keep a bit more of a close eye on things.
Neo-Nazi movement National Action is to become the first extreme right-wing organisation to be banned as a terrorist group. The Home Secretary describes it as racist, anti-Semitic and homophobic. And survivors of the Croydon tram crash have launched legal action against Transport for London and the operator First Group. Seven people died when it derailed last month.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Rain and drizzle spreading across the country. Some brighter spells in the southwest later. Mild with highs of 12 Celsius.
Hello, Toby.
Hello.
So, what have you done with Victoria then?
I've just taken over, really.
Have you?
Yeah, they've decided that they want to pay a bit less, so they have to have less quality.
Fewer. So,
pay a bit fewer what?
Nothing. So she's she just didn't turn up. We've got a reason. Have we got an excuse?
I genuinely don't know. Well, maybe she's just, you know, building Christmas presents with the rest of the Christmas elves.
Yes. Could you find out for us, you know, just a little bit of research?
Right.
Just out of interest.
I mean, I can ask around, I guess.
I'll do.
Maybe just some gossip would be that would suit you.
Some gossip would. You have to fall into her mantle, though.
Yes.
But because now you know as well as I do. We've talked
about
that
was a euphemism for a moment.
It is.
Oh.
You know as well as I do that your bulletins are shorter than they used to be. They used to be 3 minutes.
I didn't really know that, but okay.
They used to be 3 minutes. Maybe this was before your time. They used to be 3 minutes.
Okay.
They're now 2 minutes.
Okay.
So Victoria has to make up the time.
Oh, well, yes.
At half two.
I did this once before, didn't I?
Yeah, well, that's because you forgot to do the sport.
Well, no, it's because there wasn't any sport.
Yes. Anyway, so and it has to be animal news, vegetable news or mineral news.
Yes.
Today, the day's big vegetable news, please.
You want the day's big vegetable news.
Yes.
At 2:30. Is that in addition to the bulletin?
I'm afraid it is.
The standard news bulletin.
I'm afraid it is.
Okay.
Yes, hence the word bonus there.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, all right, I'll work on it.
Thank you, Toby.
Thank you.
Good, all right, let's... is it Ben? Do you know Ben? Is it Ben today with the sport?
I think it's Ben,
Should we take a... It's probably Ben with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Arsenal will once again face Bayern Munich in the last 16 of the Champions League. Arsene Wenger's side have been knocked out of the competition at this stage twice in the last 4 years by the German champions. Bayern assistant manager Paul Clement told TalkSport that Arsenal's run into the tie is considerably tougher than his own side's.
Arsenal are going to have a busy winter period, you know, when you play Boxing Day and then you play again a couple of days later and again a couple of days later. We have 4 week winter break. We got two games more. We break on the 21st of December. And then the next game again is for us is the 21st of January. And hopefully we'll be able to take advantage of that.
Premier League champions Leicester will take on Europa League holders Sevilla in their first ever knockout tie in the competition. Manchester City face French outfit Monaco, who beat Tottenham home and away in the group stages. Speaking of Spurs, they'll face Ghent, and Manchester United have been drawn against Saint-Etienne in the last 32 of the Europa League. Finally, onto cricket, England captain Alistair Cook says Joe Root is ready to skipper the national side. Cook's facing questions over his future after a thumping fourth test defeat and series loss to India. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Do you know what powered by TalkSport actually means, Toby? Because, I mean, you hang around out there in the office and it conjures up an image of the TalkSport people on some kind of giant granite treadmill, like in an old windmill of yesteryear.
Basically, what happens is when you work for TalkSport, instead of payment using, you know, currency, they pay you with power.
Right.
And you effectively sit there, they plug you in, and it enables you to do extra sports bulletins for the likes of Talk Radio and Virgin Radio.
I had no idea that's how it works. Mm. What a complicated system it is behind the scenes.
And that's why Ben's head is always kind of looks like it's lit up.
In a way, it sort of does. Mm. That's why he sits next to the Christmas tree.
Mm.
In order to power...
They actually debated this year, just making him the Christmas tree.
That's a good. That's what they should have done. Because his chair... He doesn't really move from his chair.
No.
So if they'd have just hung baubles on Ben Fletcher, that's not a bad idea. We should do that and then take a photograph of it.
Do it.
All right.
He'd really appreciate it.
I think he absolutely would. All right, Toby, thanks very much. That's Toby with live news and Ben with the pre-recorded sport, and now he's a programme of some kind.
Talk Radio.
Beer. For unexpected guests, for an impromptu party, for mates with plus ones, plus twos, plus tens, in case the neighbours pop round, in case, well, just in case.
This Christmas, Stella and Budweiser 4-packs are 2 for £8 at your local co-op. 3.30 to 4.40 mil varieties are stocked. Participating stores only, subject to availability. Ends 3rd of January. 18 plus. Please drink responsibly. Drinkaware.co.uk.
Call straight to air for the last 15 minutes of the week, and then Talk Radio shuts down, and it doesn't start again until Monday at 1 o'clock when John Holmes comes on.
Previously on the John Holmes Show.
Welcome indeed, you are listening to Simon Mayo introducing his children's book.
The third book, which was an uncompleted half.
This was the one where he went to America.
Yes, that's correct.
And my wife and I are due to go to her work's Christmas party tonight, John, in the studio.
Classes.
I move like Jagger. Come here.
Yeah?
Read one out.
Okay.
Last broadcast. I thought she was a topless model.
You're such a good dancer, John.
I know. Well, I'm glad we've intruded and ruined that for you. This year's Christmas number one single further outraged the Saudi Arabian government.
A popular News in Haikus feature.
She's through the...
miserable window!
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
Talk Radio.
When I am about to get on a journey that will twist the very fabric of nature.
Right then, hello and good afternoon to you. Oh, hello. As we pull on the ill-advised leather radio trousers marked Monday and lounge awkwardly on a broadcasting sofa, just like Theresa May did in her picture there. There's a row, of course, about the Prime Minister's trousers in the news. You've probably heard about this already. Just to clarify, I think what's happened is that Nicky Morgan, she's the former Education Secretary, of course, turned soft Brexit. So she, I think this is right, Nicky Morgan was caught disguised as a penguin, altering Theresa May's techno trousers by Gromit, who is Theresa May's senior advisor. And he confronted Nicky Morgan dressed as a penguin by text message. Nicky Morgan then texted back, saying that they were the wrong trousers, Gromit, but now it's a farce. Where Westminster is essentially a stop-motion plasticine animated farce voiced by Peter Sallis. Just to bring you up to speed on what's going on. Anyway, hello then, and welcome to your second-to-last Monday before Christmas. It's Talk Radio in the afternoon thing. And today, in keeping with the new school guidebook that you might have seen in the papers... Now, this is the one that advises teachers. Unsurprisingly, the Express are going big with it. The Metro have it as well. A lot of papers talking about it today. It's a school guidebook in the papers that advises teachers from now on not to use the words boys and girls or men and women. And this is to... so you don't exclude or offend transgender children. I know. So we're going to be careful as well today on the programme. So coming up on today's... transgender you... Read out a list of menu. And not just mentioning, but also woman-shinning and transgender, of either gender-shinning, but with Christmas fewer than 2 weeks away. We're helping you to understand between what is acceptable and what isn't, according to this new booklet. So here's what you need to remember, should it crop up. If you don't want to offend. You can't say boys and girls. So it's going to have to go like this. You better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. Etc, etc. And then it goes like this. The non-specific gender children will have a jubilee. They're going to build advice which tackles LGBT. I'll be honest, it takes a little of the festive edge off, but you know. But it is correct. And I think non-specific gender Christmas, him and herself, would approve. He could be both a mother and father. Anyway, shall we? Hello, I'm John Ho-Ho-Ho-Ho-Hos. And here's what's coming up on today's One Then. Headline Hijack, of course, on the way. As we positively embrace the notion of fake news by encouraging you to make it up. Do exactly that and then lob it in this direction. It could well be your made-up news story that gets spaked as fact out of the mouth of Toby this afternoon. Hello, Toby.
Hello.
That'll be in the 2pm bulletin. 8722 is the
number. Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
There's no Lonely Lunch Club today. And that's because we've... well, we brought you, I'm going to say, more pre-Christmas celebrity comedian DVD flogging guest action. As Andy Zaltzman will be joining us to do exactly that. Not only that, also on the program today, Stephen K. Amos will be doing more or less the same exact thing later. It's that time of year, isn't it? I mean, essentially, it's comedians begging.
Are you just going to ask them the same questions?
Yes, of course.
Exactly.
I've just got a list of the same questions, Toby.
Times.
That's exactly right. We're not going to waste my questions. I've just got a list of the same ones. What's your favourite comedy? How long have you been in comedy? That's it, really.
What's your DVD like?
That's it. Anyway, that will be happening. I mean, to be honest, the comedian's begging may as well be sitting in the street holding a sign saying, financially secure middle-class lifestyle to support, give coin. Advice, of course, though, if you do see a comedian sitting in the street, is no matter how generous you're feeling, don't give them any money. Because it encourages them to buy more artisan bread and copies of The Guardian. Work experience punditry on the way this afternoon as well. Sophie will be with us. She's work experience. She'll be here to review some television. As today's big stories analysed through the medium of Japanese poetry, it's the news in haikus. Big debate at three. And we'll be out on the streets to find out what the people think. Today we're asking them if they think oven trays or tennis rackets. What do you think? Do you think oven trays? Or do you think tennis rackets? Do let us know. 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with the words oven trays or tennis rackets.
Diversity paper review today. Our diversity is Charlie, who is black. There's all your reactions and possibly we'll give a Kickstarter a kick up the arse later on. Not only that, but you will be innovative, dynamic and motivated with experience of strong leadership in a healthcare environment. IT skills essential. Oh, no, wait a minute.
What have you...
Oh, God, I've done it. I've got this programme confused with a job advert for an NHS operations manager in Clapham. Oh. I'm always doing that. I always mix this programme up, don't I? One Talk 4 on Talk Radio in the afternoons. With job adverts for NHS healthcare management.
Yeah,
in Clapham.
Transgender-nigement. Not management, surely.
Yes, I did mean that. That's right, yeah.
Come on, man.
Or.
Woman-nigement. Don't know any
okay.
others.
Ginger Dave's not producing. He's become trapped in some leather trousers that he's been wearing to some students' Christmas party. Ask Broadcast, though, is, and I have to say she's with disease, through the glass.
Through the glass.
She's...
Sorry.
The miserable window.
Through the
miserable window.
Yeah.
Oh, she's like a cheery glass of eggnog that's been spiked with hate. Marta's on the buttons today. Hello, Marta.
Hello.
Hello. Hiya. Toby's on the news.
Hello again.
Yeah. Five. Cornelius is here.
Hello.
You're all right. Are you
yeah.
ill? Have you given Cass your ill? Because
yeah.
you were coughing last week, and now
I
look
was.
At her.
Well, yeah, I was coughing into her tea when she weren't looking as well.
Good work then, didn't
so,
it?
So, yeah. So I think it's been successful.
Well, it hasn't, because your only reason for doing that was to make her take time off. And now
yeah,
look.
That's true. Yeah,
now
yeah.
she's here. Oh, well. Anyway, you're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. Hello, welcome along. I am John Holmes. Let us start with some music to link us to today's big story.
knocking softly. I turned on the lights, the TV, and the radio. Still I can't escape the ghost of you. What has happened to it all? Crazy summer day.
And Duran. It's called Ordinary World. You're listening to it on Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. Hello, welcome along. 18 minutes past 1 o'clock on a Monday. Why would I be playing that on the radio, though? On a Talk Radio station.
Passion or coincidence once prompted you to stay.
I can imagine pride will tear that Cornelius is desperate to know why I would be playing this song. Cornelius, can you feign desperation to know why I'm playing this song, please?
Sorry. Sorry, I fell asleep there from that boring song.
It's one of Duran Duran's greatest meisterwork. Why would I be playing it, though, on the on the radio?
It's a link to the big story. You said it before.
I know, it links to today's big story.
Yeah.
But
what is the big story?
Well, there you go. Now you've got to figure that out.
That's the question.
Ordinary World, Duran Duran. What could be the link there?
Duran Duran, repetition.
No.
Le Bon.
No.
Ordinary World. Who lives in an ordinary world?
No.
Well, I don't. I've just been told to hurry up, even though I don't know the answer.
Shall I tell you the answer?
Yeah.
All right. It's Duran Duran, famously from Birmingham.
Okay, I didn't know that. So right. Not that famously.
They're famously from Birmingham, don't they? And once in Birmingham in the 80s, I went to see the band Saxon at the Birmingham Odeon.
Okay.
And one of their most famous albums is called Denim and Leather.
Okay.
Yeah. So today's big story is Theresa May's leather
trousers.
Yeah.
That's one. Why don't you play Saxon?
Oh, I didn't think of that.
Yeah.
We're going to need an expert to talk to. The Aspodcast is spluttering her way through the glass, ordinarily.
through the sneeze guard.
God alive. Just did that into Marta's face.
Yeah.
You're quite ill, aren't you?
Yes.
Why are you here?
Because...
No one wants you here.
Because of HR issues.
The fact you don't get sick pay.
That's the one.
You don't get the sick pay, but the rest of us get sick.
Yeah.
Okay. Could you get us a guest, please?
I can't be bothered.
We're going to need to talk about Theresa May's leather trousers. We're going to need a style expert.
Nobody's going to want to talk to me talking like this.
Well, hang on. Sometimes you use me for the big story as your expert. I'll get you a guest.
We'll talk to a style expert next on Talk Radio about Theresa May's leather trousers. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
We've got entertainment and we're not afraid to use it. Talk Radio.
eBay has a fantastic range of Secret Santa ideas this Christmas.
I'm trying to think what to get David in the office Secret Santa. I mean, he's always so serious.
Joke books.
I know he's into cycling.
Leg waxing strips.
Because he's always leaving his cycling kit under his desk.
Scented candles.
And he wears those tight, like, recycling shorts.
Lunch boxes. Just click and collect new Secret Santa gifts from over 1,000 stores on eBay. The ultimate jokes and wind-ups this Christmas shop.
With BMW navigation and Spotify integration as standard, the BMW 1 Series effortlessly combines information and entertainment with outstanding driving pleasure. And now the 5-door BMW 118i M Sport is available with monthly rentals from just £239. Visit your local BMW centre. The BMW 1 Series. Pure BMW. £4,269 initial rental, 36-month hire agreement, subject to status and availability for new vehicles ordered by 31st of December and registered by 31st of March 2017. UK only, guarantees may be required. Excess mileage and other conditions apply when you return the vehicle. BMW Finance.
Forget the naughty or nice list. Smash your to-do list with this powerful gift idea from B&Q. Selected McAllister power tools are two for just £30. For this and more great tool gifts, come to B&Q and get Christmas cracking. Offer ends 22nd of December, some stores excluded. For individual prices, see DIY.com.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
There's problems south of Trowbridge in Somerset, where the northbound A36 through Beckington is closed around the Beckington roundabout after an accident involving a lorry. The M25 is now open again between 25 at Enfield and 26 for Waltham Abbey after some swans made their way onto the carriageway. They're still very busy both ways. East of Bicester in Oxfordshire, the A41 through Blackthorn is currently blocked both ways at the Tame Turn. That's after an accident. And in Manchester, the A56 Victoria Street is closed for emergency repairs near Chapel Street, which is causing delays. I'm Joanna Adams.
Motorways are becoming smarter to help traffic flow smoother. Normally, if your car breaks
down,
you just pull over into the hard shoulder. But now the hard shoulder can become a driving lane, and you'll have to come off at the next services, exit or emergency refuge area, which are every 1.5 miles. By using these areas, we'll all be doing our bit to keep traffic moving. Highways England, making motorways smarter. For more information, search for Smart Motorways online.
Delaney, live at Drive on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. It's an A to Z of original afternoon entertainment with the most well-connected man in radio.
Give it some lip.
Big opinions, massive guests, all the top stories. Original afternoon entertainment with me, Sam Delaney. Delaney, live at Drive.
Honk if you're Delaney.
This afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon, it is Talk Radio. I am John Holmes, and we're going to talk about today's big story. Quick reaction's been coming in, though. Quick reaction, Connie.
Lots coming in. John, when I was at school, I got bullied. Everyone used to call me a good book that you can't help but put down. That's coming from Paige. Thank you, Paige Turner, for sending that in. And John, I used to have the initials. I used to have just initials for a surname, which were TSB, but then I changed it to Spank. Thank you, Lloyd, for that.
Thank you very much indeed. If you've got a reaction, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Let's talk about today's big story. So, did Theresa May wear the wrong trousers? A row has broken out in Westminster over a text sent by one of her aides. Theresa May does have aides. Excluding Nicky Morgan, the soft Brexit MP, after the latter criticised the former's trousers. Now, I think the problem is that the Prime Minister's trousers were made of a hard leather, which is what Theresa May wants, whereas Nicky Morgan has been campaigning for a soft leather. Theresa May refuses to compromise on hard leather trousers because they don't allow free movement, which is especially important in trousers for men. What were, you know, their external genitals. Where soft leather trousers are favoured by Nicky Morgan, and that might involve membership of some kind of free market, which is presumably a discounted leather goods stall, in return for a degree of movement inside the trouser itself. It's a very complex issue, this, which is presumably why our government is spending so much time on the trite and unimportantness of it all. On the line, however, to try and make sense of it and to tell us actually why it is an issue is Jolie Chilcott. She's the fashion editor at The Sun. Good afternoon, Jolie. How are you?
Hello, I'm very well, thank you.
Good, thank you for joining us this afternoon. Why are we obsessed with Theresa May's leather trousers?
I think a huge part of the problem is that Theresa May's come out and always said that she loves fashion, she loves Vogue, she really enjoys style and that kind of thing. So everything she wears isn't always the norm. She doesn't wear the kind of structured pencil dresses that were often seen in the cabinet. So yeah, when she wore these leather trousers, I think everybody was kind of shocked, and a lot of people celebrated it. It split opinion because they weren't something that we're used to seeing a female MP wear.
No. Would if David Cameron had turned up one day in a pair of leather trousers, I mean, that would have been interesting as well. Would we have paid as much attention to him in leather trousers?
Well, I actually do think we would have. I think a lot of the problem between men and women's fashion is that women's is a lot more interesting. So, you know, when David Cameron wears the same blue suit every day, once you've commented on it once, there's only so much you can say.
Yeah.
If he suddenly turned up in leather trousers, then I absolutely think that everybody would have been up in arms talking about whether or not that was a risky move.
Yeah, especially if he was wearing a sort of 1980s hair metal wig.
Exactly.
But £995 for a pair of trousers in a time of austerity, that's what people are sort of complaining about. And is that wrong? And are leather trousers actually a fashionable thing?
I think leather trousers are always a fashionable thing. I think it's how you wear them that is the difference. They can be very wrong if you wear them in the wrong way. But I actually think that when she wore them, they were a relaxed fit. You know, it is a ridiculous amount of money to spend, but they're a classic. They're never going to go out of style. She's worn them. They were designed by Amanda Wakely, which is a designer that she's worn multiple times before. So she's obviously a champion of, you know, this British brand.
Yeah.
And I think if that's what she chooses to spend her money on, and being a lover of fashion, I don't necessarily think it's something we should criticise. I think we should celebrate it. And also, she's 60 years old, and I think anybody at 60 years old who throws caution to the wind and wears a pair of leather trousers should be celebrated.
Is it right? Well, you say anybody, but I mean, you know, let's give another example. What if Boris Johnson turned up in a pair of leather trousers?
Well, I mean, I wouldn't necessarily say Boris Johnson would suit a pair of leather trousers, but again, it's how you wear them. I mean, I'm not one to completely dismiss the idea. If he suddenly turned up and looked a bit like John Bon Jovi, then I'm all for it.
Yeah, I think John Bo Jovi, in fact.
Yeah.
I wonder if they should have, you know, like at schools, they have non-uniform days, right?
Yeah.
Well, I wonder if we should get together, Jolie, and as we're colleagues now, of course, you know, working under the Murdoch Empire. And I wonder if we should get together and campaign for some non-uniform Parliament Day, whereby we turn this whole thing on its head and everyone has to turn up in leather trousers for charity.
I think that'd be an amazing idea.
Wouldn't
I'd be very for that, yeah.
Yeah.
And then I think we can look at how Nicky Morgan wears her leather trousers.
Exactly.
And then maybe she might not wear them in quite the same way.
Now, Nicky Morgan, of course, was criticising the trousers. There's this text message.
Yeah.
But we learned today, of course, that Nicky Morgan has a Mulberry bag which costs the same as the trousers.
Yeah.
What can you tell us about that, if anything?
Well, I do think it's quite hypocritical. You can't kind of condemn one item of clothing that costs, you know, over £900 and then go out using another one.
Yeah.
She has also come out and said that she didn't personally buy it herself. It was given to her as a present. But, you know, my argument would be that you've obviously expressed quite a high taste in certain accessories. So somebody thought that you would enjoy a £900 bag and then they bought it for you. So I do think it's very hypocritical of her to say that.
Given that you are the fashion editor, Christmas jumpers, yes or no?
I'm all for a Christmas jumper. The cheesier, the better. If there's ever a time to look stupid, it's now.
Good, all right. Listen, thank you so much. Oh, do you own a pair of leather trousers?
I do own a pair of leather trousers, yes.
Of course you do. I'd be disappointed if you didn't.
Mine were not £995.
Jolie, thank you very much for joining us this afternoon. That's Jolie Chilcott. She's fashion editor of The Sun there. And I think we could join forces with her to give a sort of non-uniform leather trouser parliament. I mean, think of all those politicians that you'd like to see in leather trousers. No, actually, there aren't any, no. Okay, well, if you've got an opinion on the trousers, I mean, it's trite and unimportant in the grand scheme of government, but it appears to have got the papers frothing. So let us know, should Theresa May have worn £1,000 leather trousers or not, or who cares? 87222.
Start your message with the word
Talk. Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
This is Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. Here's the news with Toby.
Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. A 50-year-old man has been jailed for life for murdering a police officer after meeting him on a dating app. Stefano Brizzi will serve at least 24 years in prison. Talk Radio's Alex Dibble has the story.
The Breaking Bad fan was high on crystal meth when he killed Gordon Semple at his flat in South London in April. He tried to dispose of his body using acid, admitting during his trial at the Old Bailey he was inspired by his favourite TV series. Brizzi denied murder. The judge said his drug addiction had ruined his life.
Parliament is being called in to reform the Football Association as five former FA executives claim it's filled with elderly white men who are unable to modernise. David Bernstein is one of the group who signed the letter to MPs.
You'd hope that gradually anybody such as the FA Council would look to become more diverse and more in tune and step with English society, you know, whether it be ethnically or whether it be in terms of male-female balance and so on. and it's just not so.
He's also claimed FA decisions are based on vested interests and grassroots football is suffering the consequences. The FA says it's currently working on reforms. Six people have been arrested on suspicion of terrorism offences in series of morning raids across the country. Properties in Derby, Burton and London are being searched as part of the 3-4 strong investigation. Neo-Nazi movement National Action is to become the first extreme right-wing organisation to be banned as a terrorist group. The Home Secretary describes it as racist, anti-Semitic and homophobic. And an expert panel has recommended that EU nationals living in the UK before the formal Brexit process is triggered should be allowed to remain in the country permanently. Theresa May has so far refused to agree the status of almost 3 million who fit that position, but the cross-party group of MPs say they should all be allowed permanent residence with the same health, social and education rights as British citizens. Now to your weather, rain and drizzle spreading across the country, some brighter spells in the southwest later, mild, with highs of 12 degrees Celsius.
Thank you, Toby.
Thank you.
I like that you were channeling your inner Victoria there by getting a word or two wrong.
Oh, is that what happened?
I'm going to say yes.
Okay, well, I'll try better next
no,
time.
No, I think you're fitting in with makes, the...
Talking about your aunt, I think.
Style of the show generally.
Okay, makes you feel comfortable, then that's why I did it.
Yeah.
Normally it's perfect.
Right, thank you for that. In an hour, of course, bonus news, as we said.
Yes,
bonus news.
I'm very excited.
Vegetable news today.
Have you had some good submissions?
What do you mean?
For the
No, you're thinking
think
headline
missed.
Hijack.
Yeah, is that not what you're talking about?
I was talking about bonus news.
Oh, no, that's in...
It's an hour.
Okay,
just
I'm
reminding.
Talking nonsense.
Yeah, yeah. But speaking of nonsense, you're absolutely right. Headline hijack is on the way.
Have you had some good submissions?
Yes, we have.
Yes.
Good. Okay. Your made-up news story. Get it to us. You've got about 27 minutes to go. We positively embrace fake news here. I know it's an issue in the press, and it's been an issue during the whole Trump candidacy, fake news. But we embrace it and get you to make the news up. And you can do it and hear it come out of Toby's mouth as fact by sending it to this number, 87222.
Start your message with a word
at Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
And we'll go through some of them next. And our first guest of the afternoon is none other than the comedian Andy Zaltzman, who will be joining us after this.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
If a top politician's riding for a fall, if a Z-list celebrity makes your skin crawl, if a Premier League player takes his eye off the ball, better call Paul. If it's on your mind, get it on the radio. We give you the show for at least 1 hour every weekday morning from 9. If it's on your mind, get it on the radio. Hey, better call Paul.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Okay, Andy's also with us very soon. Before that, though, we must, of course, remind you that you have just under half an hour to get your made-up news story to us for Headline Hijack. Works very much like this. We have looked at the data. The data indicate that between 1 and 2 in the day is when people often go for lunch, which means that not necessarily everyone is glued to this. So to punish them, when they get back to their desks or whatever at 2 o'clock, back in front of their crystal sets, they'll hear the news. The news ordinarily will tell the truth. That's the job and the point of the news. However, at 2 o'clock each weekday here, it contains a massive lie. We'd like you to make that news up and get it to us. We call it Headline Hijack. Here's some examples of what's come in so far. Here we go. This is from Darren. Vladimir Putin is to rival the Queen this year by recording a parody Christmas Day speech dressed as the monarch to be broadcast on Russian state networks. The message, which was recorded last week, includes calls for Barack Obama to be imprisoned and for Donald Trump to be made head of the UN once his presidency is finished. I mean, that sounds implausible now, but actually, give that 4 years. Cornelius, what's coming in on your side of the desk?
Malcolm says that ITV have confirmed that they are going to cut the moments of this year's Royal Variety performance where Prince Charles decided to heckle performers. The Prince reportedly shouted at Gary Barlow, "Start paying your taxes. The palace isn't going to pay for itself."
Are you also channeling Victoria again there? By
yeah,
not
yeah, I just miss her that much.
Yeah. And supermarkets this morning have been overrun with panicked shoppers after newspapers were reporting that it's estimated that only half of all UK families will be able to get a turkey for Christmas Day. With the avian flu being rife in Europe, farmers have been producing less poultry, which has led to some turkey experts announcing an everyone-for-yourself policy. That's come in from Dean. So, if you'd like to make a story up, then do slam it over in this direction. Here's the number read out by the comedian Andy Zaltzman.
The number? 0344.
No, the text one.
Oh, text one. Where is it? Oh, yes. 8722.
Start your message
with the word talk.
Or you can use...
You've sprung that on me, John.
Yes, I did.
I'm not even in my chair yet.
I'd like to welcome you in a unique way. How are you?
I'm very well, thanks. How are you?
You're very good, thank you. Andy Zaltzman is with us. We'll talk to you properly after the traffic and travel, but I thought it was wise just to come in.
Right, do I have to do the travel news as well?
You can if you want. Right. Yeah, and all the adverts, if you want to just get on with that.
I've got a big bet on the A303 being having slight delays today.
Yeah. So how are you, anyway?
I'm good, thanks, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, well. Good. And would you wear leather trousers that cost £1,000?
No, I don't own leather trousers that cost £0.
No.
So, no. Cricket trousers I have.
Of course you have.
Yep.
Yeah.
I don't wear them a lot, but it's nice to have the option. but no, leather, I mean, that's a lot to spend on legwear.
It is.
I mean, for £1,000, you'd want, something that was at the very least bulletproof, ideally with metal greaves.
We don't know that they're not.
To be fair,
we've only seen a picture of these.
Or at least, with some kind of pogo sticks built in to each leg.
So to be honest, we've only seen a sitting down. They might be buttockless.
Right.
They might be like leather chaps.
I would have preferred it if she spent £1,000 on the lower half of a mermaid suit. For
the interview. It was just lounging.
And then banned the newspaper from mentioning it other than in... having a photo of it.
I think
that would make me respect her more as a politician.
And me as well. I think you're on something there. In fact, we were just talking earlier about whether or not we should have a non-uniform day in Parliament for charity, where they all wear leather trousers.
Right.
From Boris Johnson to Burkow, all of them, everyone in there.
Right.
Corbyn.
I want to see Boris Johnson in leather trousers.
John Bo Jovi, we decided. anyway, look, we were going to talk about, you, really.
Oh, right.
After the traffic and travel and so forth, because you're doing a show and then get on your tour next year.
Yes.
And it's Christmas, and that's the traditional time for comedians to come round flogging their wares. and now it's your turn.
I'm the ideal Christmas present for all the family.
Andy's also with us. We'll be talking to him after this. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Hobbs.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you.
Santa does a cracking job this time of year. Making toys, flying the world, squeezing down chimneys, which does get trickier with each mince pie. But what about the grown-ups? It can't be more socks for Dad, can it? This Christmas with Renault, we're giving you £500 off the list price on a Renault Captur, Kadjar, new Clio and all-new Megane Hatch until the 9th of January. So don't worry, Santa. We've got you covered. Book your test drive today. Retail customers only. Participating dealers only. Register by 31st of March 2017. Exclusions and T's and C's apply. See renault.co.uk/offers.
Amigo loans won't use your credit score. They can help you with a loan much faster than before. If the bank says no, go online and grab your guarantor. Simple loans from Amigo, that's what friends are for. To borrow up to £7,500 within 24 hours, visit amigoloans.co.uk today. You must be 18 or over, not bankrupt, and be able to afford repayments. Guarantor required who must pay if you can't. Representative 49.9% APR variable. Amigoloans.co.uk.
We got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got real deals on a wide range of trade-quality building products. In December, get a 15-litre tub of Leyland Super Latex Matte Emulsion for an amazing £16.99 ex-VAT. Now that's a real deal. See selcobw.com for even more real deals and to find your nearest branch.
We got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
just north of Folkestone in Kent, the A260 Canterbury Road through Hawkinge is currently closed both ways around Coombe Wood Lane. That's after an accident. Better news east of Bicester in Oxfordshire, the A41 through Blackthorn has reopened after early problems near the Tame Turn. In Manchester, the A56 Victoria Street is still closed at Chapel Street. That's for emergency repairs, so causing some congestion in the area. And if you're queuing on the M6 South in Lancashire near Junction 28 for Leyland, there was an accident, 28 to 27. It's all gone now. I'm Joanna Adams.
Motorways are becoming smarter to help traffic flow smoother. For instance, when a lane is closed for safety reasons, you'll now see a red X clearly displayed, and you'll need to move into another lane. Signs will show when the lane has reopened, and you can use it again. By following lane instructions, we'll all be doing our bit to keep the traffic flowing. Highways England, making motorways smarter. For more information, search for Smart Motorways online.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Mid-mornings with Julia Hartley-Brewer. Join the Fleet Street firebrand who isn't afraid to shoot from the lip.
I'll be talking about all the biggest stories. If you're talking about them, so are we. But we'll get behind the headlines, talk to the biggest guests and those politicians, just so you don't have to.
Julia Hartley-Brewer.
On it.
Tomorrow morning from 10.
On Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon, then. It is Talk Radio. Yes, it's coming up to time. Now, before we talk to Andy Zaltzman, of course, we've been looking through the news. We've all been hearing about Theresa May's leather trousers and Nicky Morgan's angry texting and Theresa May's aides... angry texting, and it's just one bit of the news, of course, but the news is quite complicated.
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
Well, allow us to help you, Cornelius, because I know a lot of people send us messages. I've got a post bag full of messages, Andy.
A post bag?
Yes, what I do, I get emails and texts, but I print them out.
Do you put them in envelopes?
Yes.
Right.
Put them in the bag and then open them later.
Do you waste money on stamps? Or
yes.
Do you actually have your own? Do you have your own stamps with your own face on?
Yes, I'm like the Queen.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I put them in the post bag and I pull them up. All the letters say the same thing, and they say, "Dear John, the news is quite complicated. I can't get my head around it."
Yeah.
And my answer to that is, well, of course, let's drill down then into the news. And we do this every afternoon on a regular basis to help people who can't understand the news. And we drill down into the news. We frack the news,
right?
Essentially, when you, as you
that
know,
sounds risky.
When you do, it is risky. Yep. It's a risky process. But when you do it, of course, what comes out of the news isn't shale gas, but Japanese poetry. Five syllables, seven syllables and five syllables.
Right.
It's the news in haikus.
Right.
Elderly white men at FA allow FA... to do sweet F.A.
The news in haikus. Right then, guest this afternoon is the comedian Andy Zaltzman. And I should ask you first of all about that story, because you know your sport.
Yes.
I mean, what do you make of that news today? So this is some elderly white men who used to work for the FA.
Yep.
Saying that the current elderly white men who work for the FA aren't allowing the FA to do FA.
Right. So what, right? They need some slightly less elderly white men to pick up the baton?
Yeah, that's what they're
or
saying.
Or even more elderly.
Yeah.
But dead white men, I think that would be the goal.
What... good sporting world.
Yeah, well, that's yeah.
So I told you knew your sports.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, but it's interesting, isn't it? When Sam Allardyce isn't the biggest footballing scandal of a year, we're living in a kind of world of. I mean, what is it? What are the FA to blame? I mean, I know nothing about football. So yeah, is it the FA's fault, all of this?
Well, I don't really follow football politics, because the whole point of sport is that it is not politics. So you want an escape from politics by following sport. So when this kind of thing happens. I get kind of slightly weepy and annoyed. I think, no, leave sport alone.
The two worlds colliding.
But no, I think it's a great tradition of, establishmentism and sexism and racism that have been the foundations of sports administration
sport.
Around the world for it's generations true. And generations.
But you know, but I know cricket's your big thing, of course.
Yeah.
You and I have spoken about cricket before, but not for very long because I know nothing about it.
Have you still not cured that failing?
So something rather happened in cricket, like just now, didn't it?
Yes, we lost.
That was it.
Quite badly. Yeah. To India, having started quite well and lost. Does that fit into a haiku? That sounds like
that's not bad. That was pretty good. Because I'm not a cricket fan, right? So
My deepest sympathies.
I know. But sell it to me in the simplest form. Why should I like cricket?
Oh, because it is a glorious journey into the inner recesses of the human soul, fundamentally. And also, it gives you, a test match, 5 days... where you can just clear the decks and ignore everything else.
Yeah.
And, just ignore the news, which is always, because, as you've discussed on the show, the news is quite annoying and a bit complicated.
I can't get my head around.
You can ignore your family, legal summons, tax demands. I believe that's covered in the Magna Carta.
Yeah.
You cannot be summoned to court if there's a decent test match on. It's part of our national heritage.
Yeah.
And so just let the slowly unfolding narratives grab you by the soul.
Right.
Give it a go.
Well, now you've said all that, I might give it a go. I mean, I know a lot of people that go to cricket, not for the cricket, but for the excuse of going somewhere and drinking a lot for 5 days.
There is that option.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that is quite a widely used option, particularly at test matches in England.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the drinking is there. I mean, it used to be... I mean, there's meals built in. There are not many sports, or indeed events, that build in two meals to the event.
True. Yeah. So, for that alone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's got something for everyone.
All right. Yep. Is there cricket in the new show? Because you're writing a new show for next year. This is your new tour. But
there's generally cricket filters in along the way.
I've seen your work.
Yes. So, the show I'm doing at Soho Theatre starting in a week or so, the 20th, is a kind of review of the year show.
Yeah.
And I touch on cricket a bit. I made my debut as a statistical expert on Test Match Special, which is like a lifelong dream, the morning after Brexit. So it was a kind of swirl of conflicting emotions.
Well, that's where your sporting politics are colliding and having to keep separate, I suppose.
But interestingly, England won a match, I think, 2 days after the 1975 Europe referendum, and then they won a match the day after this year's referendum
as well.
It's
the knowledge of those kind of statistics
clearly,
that nailed you that gig.
We need to schedule in more referendums on Europe for the benefit of English cricket.
So how was it being on Test Match Special, though? Because that's kind of a big deal, right?
It was great, yeah. It was,
who were you on with? Not that I'm going to probably...
Jonathan Agnew.
Oh, of course. I know.
And various ex-players like Graham Swan and Michael Vaughan.
Were they good to you?
They were very nice. Yeah. It was a treat. It was a delight.
Yeah.
It's the one thing I've done in my life, my professional life, where I felt that I've done all the required homework, having been obsessed with cricket since the age of 6.
Yeah.
That was basically 36 years of prep.
Yeah.
For that.
There was nothing. Listen. They could bowl you, Sporting.
Very good.
Thank you.
Yep.
Like, the real goal one that could put you off. Then, did they try and test you in any way?
They would occasionally ask for stats, and I'd get my little stat machine out and root around and try and find some convincing sounding numbers.
Good. Cricket aside, a review of the year.
Yes.
And is this supposed to be an hour long show? Because I mean, reviewing this year,
it's quite hard to condense down.
Yeah.
It's 75 minutes, in fact, so it gives me a bit of that extra 15 minutes could be crucial to get everything in that's
because
happened.
That's a hell of a year to
it's
try
been some big things have happened this year, and I'm not sure we'll fully be able to understand what the meaning of those big things like Brexit and Trump is for another 1,000 or 2,000 years.
Yeah.
people are still arguing about exactly why the Roman Empire collapsed. So I think this will be simple. But I will attempt to dispense the judgment of history on this year before it is actually finished.
Yeah, good. Yep. And frankly, no one better.
No, absolutely.
Than you
no,
to do yeah. that, as far as I can see.
Yeah.
I was going to ask you as well, because I said to Cornelius, I said, I know Andy, and I've met Andy lots of times, and we've even been in interview situations before. I said, so, you know...
That was when I was working for the police.
Yeah, that's right, exactly.
Colombian drugs cartel, yeah.
But I thought, I'm going to find out something I didn't know about you previously.
Right.
Right? And I have.
Okay.
Okay, and I didn't know that you delivered your own son.
I did.
I didn't know that about
yeah.
you. At home.
Yeah. And there's a cricketing element to that because I had Test Match Special on the radio whilst I was delivering my baby.
Did you catch it?
I did. I caught him. I caught him like a wicketkeeper.
Yeah.
Soft hands. Threw him in the air to celebrate. High five the wife.
But that's quite a... I'm sure she really appreciates it. But that's quite a thing. I mean, that's...
Yes.
You know...
It wasn't planned that
no,
way.
No, no. That makes it even worse, because unlike your statistics, you've got nothing to call upon, presumably.
No. I was on a 999 call being talked through the...
Yeah.
The basic techniques for midwifery, which essentially involved not dropping babies. So I focused on not dropping the baby and... Yeah, then I retired from midwifery with an unblemished, played 1-1 career record.
Yeah. But how, I mean, in terms of, I mean, how long did it take?
It's hard to know exactly. I wasn't keeping notes at the time. It felt, I mean, the actual process from the moment my wife said, I can feel its head, to me holding a son.
Yeah.
Was, I don't know, I think about 20 minutes.
Yeah. How did you mistime it? Was it just early? Because I'll tell you what. Because when my first child was born, he's now six. I was cleverly using an app to time the contractions.
Oh right, okay.
Never do that. Never go down that route.
Right,
you won't ever do that twice either.
Yeah.
But that's well,
where
I got it.
Where do you put the phone to time the contractions?
Well, I was kind of just rest it on the tummy.
Oh right, okay, right, okay.
No, right. I was kind of holding it. No, it's fine. This app says it's fine.
Yeah. Well, when our first child was born, we'd been sent home from red carded by the hospital for not being quite pregnant enough. Essentially, we were 99.99% pregnant, and you needed that extra
the full
half of a hundredth of a percent. So they sent us home, and we had to go back in later that day. So we thought we'll avoid that this time. We'll hold on. So the labour started. We thought it's no rush. These things don't bobsled their way out. So we sort of hung around at home, and then yes. My wife suddenly said, happened. Oh, there appears to be popping out. So, we had to rapid change of plans, and, it was an improv birth.
Yeah. All right, so next tour next year, then.
Yes.
As well. That's just called Plan Z.
Yes.
Were you saying Z, not Z?
Z.
It is Z.
Yes. Even in America, it's Z.
Yeah,
just because they get it wrong
right.
doesn't mean we have to sink to their linguistic level.
Quite right. Yes. Take that, JZ.
That's right. Yeah.
Have you started writing it?
Well, Plan Z, I did a show called Plan Z in Edinburgh last year.
Yeah.
So
that's the one you're touring?
Well, it will have to be...
Updated.
Completely updated.
Yes, that's what I thought. Yeah,
because
yeah.
news happens.
Yeah.
But the general thrust of it is coming up with strategies to save... to cure all the planet's ills using a high-tech piece of kit called the Equivocax Subliminal Policy Generator 3000, I believe it was.
Yeah.
It was the 3000 edition, which is wireless. And so basically it interprets the subtext of what I say during the show and creates a political manifesto to fix the entire planet.
Yeah.
So that's what I'll be doing. So basically...
I mean, that's setting your stall out boldly for the next year, isn't it?
Oh, you've got to aim high, haven't you?
Yeah. And given that you're rounding up this year...
Yeah.
In Soho Theatre, and then fixing the rest of it...
Yes.
I think it's bold for any person.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the problem... I mean, it's quite counterproductive, because, you know, as a political comedian, if everything's fixed, then... I need a new job, so I'm taking one for the team here.
Were you like when Brexit happened and Trump got in as a political comedian, secretly pleased because it's more material than if it had gone both the
way? Oh, sliding on my knees in celebration, ripping my shirt over my head and miming voting on something. So it was well. I mean that you know professional benefit comes at something of a cost, I guess.
Yeah,
but.
What have you made of it so far? Because, I mean, I've heard you talk about it before, but in terms of, you know, because now we're however many days into Trump's, not presidency, but president-elect-cy, and what are we to make of where we are now? Because we started off with, we've had the gold doors, We've had the Farage We've had him, you know, putting people into power that you go, really? Who? And then pulling them out again and moving someone else in there who may or may not be. Where are we now?
Well, it shows that he respects the democratic process. You know, America voted for an absolute certifiable lunatic, and he needs to respect that and behave like it.
Yeah.
So this is what I hoped would happen. It's, I mean, mildly terrifying, but he does appear to be deliberately appointing a cabinet who are sort of diametrically ill-suited to... This sentence is getting out of control. To the jobs that he's
appointed. Well, that kind of fits. I mean, it's like, this sentence, the world...
Well, I think, you know. I mean, language has taken an absolute hammering during the Trump years. So, I don't know, it will unquestionably be interesting for the neutral. And, most worst-case scenarios don't actually happen.
Mm.
So we need to just, hopefully that, there'll still be a planet to bicker about.
Although, to be fair, if there isn't, you know, again, grist to the comedian's mill, really. If there isn't a planet.
Floating through space.
Yeah.
Should have listened to us.
Yeah. And his answer would have saved us. What have you done, you idiots? You blew it up. Planet of the Zoltzman. That's it. Look, we've contractually filled the time.
Oh, right, okay.
So
I'm allowed to go now.
You're allowed to go. Good to see you, though, as ever.
Thanks
so, dates are
Soho from the 20th to the 23rd, the 28th to the 30th of December, and then the 3rd to the 7th of January, then the UK tour sporadically from the 2nd of February through February, and then in May as well.
Good stuff. Andy, good to see you.
Thanks,
Andy Zoltzman with us. Next on the programme, there will be, well, Sophie's in, she's had work experience, she does the work experience punditry. Mainly that's budget reasons, we don't have to pay her. Stephen Kamos joining us as well on the programme later this afternoon, among other things. It's just coming up to 2 o'clock. Toby will be here with the news after this. It's Talk Radio, I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio, 24-hour radio debate and entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Don't miss the radio show that's opening doors for property investors right across the UK. Home Rule with Martin Roberts in association with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Whether you're looking to achieve your dream home or develop your property portfolio, get expert advice from top property expert Martin Roberts. Home Rule, this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Our landlords get paid on time, every time, even when a property is empty. Go to northwooduk.com to find out more.
Come on, Wilbur. Winter's coming. But if we're quick, British Gas will help us get ready for it. Right now, British Gas are offering £200 trade-in on a new boiler. It also comes with a 5-year British Gas warranty. But we'll have to be quick. We've only got until the 31st of January. Oh, hurry up, Wilbur. Search British Gas new boiler or call 0800 754 754. Conditions apply.
Time for another round of Sounds Fantastic. What's this sound?
Okay, we're in. Alarm's disabled.
Nice one.
Right, where'd you keep all this camembert?
Scary stuff. That was a couple of desperate cheese burglars. Whereas this...
Go compare.
...is the sound telling shrewd listeners where to check out the cost of their home insurance.
If you want to side, it should be your favourite. GoCompare.com is right about.
Sounds fantastic.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip. Talk Radio.
In the afternoon, just coming up to 2 o'clock. Here's Toby with the news.
Coming up, cop killer in the clink, terror raids see 6 arrests, and Christmas gunk pots to save our sewers.
Talk Radio.
A man has been jailed for life for murdering a police officer after meeting him on a gay dating app. Stefano Brizzi from South London will spend at least 24 years behind bars. Talk Radio's Pete Abbott has more.
Brizzi murdered Gordon Semple and then, inspired by the TV show Breaking Bad, tried to dispose of his body in a bath of acid. An expert also confirmed he'd attempted an act of cannibalism. Brizzi was addicted to crystal meth, which the judge said had ruined his life, but he was told the terrible features of the case meant life in prison for him.
six people have been arrested on suspicion of terror offences following raids at six properties in England. Three police forces and the North East Counter-Terrorism Unit targeted addresses in Burton-upon-Trent, London and Derby. The FA insists it's working on reforms after five former executives wrote to MPs concerned the organisation is filled with what they call elderly white men. Ex-chairman Greg Dyke, who's among the signatories, says he quit because he couldn't bring in comprehensive reforms. The government has confirmed new Nazi movement National Action is to become the first extreme right-wing group to be banned as a terrorist organisation. It'll mean from Friday it'll be a criminal offence to be a member of or invite support for the group. Jonathan Arkush is the President of Deputies of British Jews. He told Julia Hartley Brewer it's been time for a new definition of anti-Semitism for a long while.
Existing definitions or perceptions have not kept up with modern society. For example, if somebody calls me a B-Jew in the street, it's pretty obvious that that's anti-Semitic. But today, there's a new form of anti-Semitism which is directed not against Jewish people, but against the world's only Jewish state, Israel.
And we're being warned that Christmas dinners with all the trimmings could lead to blocked drains up and down the country. Water companies say people mustn't pour hot fat down the sink as it can set as hard as concrete, which then has to be dug out from the sewers. Seven Trent Water is going as far as to offer households free gunk pot fat traps, which stores grease until it's cool so it can then be put in the bin.
Talk Radio National Weather.
I want to congratulate you first of all on saying gunk pot fat traps.
Free gunk pot fat traps.
Free gunk pot fat traps.
Yeah, thank you very much.
It's quite compelling if you say that. I think we should all try that now.
Free gunk pot fat traps.
That sounds like a part
say
of the...
Say it quickly 10 times.
No. It sounds a little bit like that you sort of want to go, on the fourth day of Christmas, my true love sent to me four calling birds. Free gunk pot fat traps.
Yeah.
Two turtle
it sounds
dove.
Like something to help you out in sort of an exercise, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I've got my free gunk pot fat trap today and I'm off to the gym.
Whenever I hear that song, I'm going to be singing free gunk pot fat traps at every given opportunity.
Yeah, do it. Do you want to hear about the weather?
Yes.
Okay. Rain and drizzle.
I mean, I'm ambivalent, to be honest, but go on.
Just because you're inside, others have to be outside.
Go on,
then. Rain and drizzle spreading across the country. Some brighter spells in the southwest coming up later. Mild highs at the moment for this time of year, 12 Celsius.
Mm. Also, re your free gunk pot fat traps.
Yes.
If it sets as hard as concrete.
Yes, in the sewers, yes.
Yes. I'm guessing that it's cheaper than concrete. So why don't we make concrete
things?
You want
to use it as...
Yeah, well, if it's a problem, embrace the fat.
Well, I mean, I didn't have too much time and space to fill my bulletin with further details of this, but actually, the gunk pot fat traps can also be used, I believe, to collect the grease, which can then be turned into bio-oil, which can be used for other things.
See, that's good then, isn't it?
So we are recycling the fat from our Christmas dinners.
If one wanted to block up a sewer... For you know, to re-divert it or something, rather than send expensive robots
just
or whatever,
fill it with
just
your Christmas
fill it
dinners.
With Christmas dinners.
Yeah. Believe it or not, that's not my fake news.
No,
that's coming up.
Don't say that out loud, Toby.
Sorry, okay.
That's not how it works.
Yeah, just right, completely ruined it.
Shut up.
Okay, there's no fake news coming up.
Shut up now.
There's sport though.
Shut up. Here's the sport.
Talk Radio
with Ben Fletcher.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Arsenal will face a familiar foe in the last 16 of the Champions League. They've been drawn against Bayern Munich, a side that have knocked the Gunners out of the competition at this stage twice in the last 4 years. Paul Clement is Bayern's assistant manager and he joined TalkSport earlier today.
When you get to this stage of the competition, it's never going to be easy. They're all good teams. I think the fact that this year that the difference between the group winners and the second in the group was quite evenly matched, so there could have been some bigger ties, I think. But for me, this game is the game of the round.
Elsewhere, Premier League champions Leicester will take on Europa League holder Sevilla in their first ever knockout tie in the competition. Manchester City face French outfit Monaco, who beat Tottenham home and away in the group stages. Speaking of Spurs, they'll face Ghent in the last 32 of the Europa League. Manchester United have been drawn against French side Saint-Étienne. Finally, onto cricket, England captain Alistair Cook says Joe Root is ready to skipper the national side. Cook's facing questions over his future after a thumping fourth test defeat and series loss to India. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Cornelius just opening his lunch there. Look, here's Toby with some news.
And finally, Parliament is today voting on whether the bars in the Houses of Parliament are going to be franchised to different pub chains. The Parliamentary Alcohol Select Committee suggests that money could be saved as the running costs will be outsourced and that MPs' expenses could be dramatically reduced if they can get deals like beer and a burger or two Jaeger bombs for a fiver.
Toby there with the live news, Ben, with the pre-recorded sport, Cornelius loudly opening his lunch. You are listening to Talk Radio. It's 6 minutes past the time.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Evil lurks in the hearts of men.
To some, it was a miracle. Others called it the triumph of illiteracy. Radio. It revolutionized the way people learned about their world.
Oh my, get out of the way, please.
It changed forever the way people would be entertained.
John Holmes. John Holmes. On Talk Radio.
For those about to talk,
we salute you.
Play Misty for me.
Okay then, on the programme still to come, these things. Stephen K. Amos will be joining us, the next comedian to beg for your coin in the run-up for Christmas. In here trying to flog something. The big debate at 3 o'clock. All your reactions. The diversity paper review today. Charlie joins us. And we will give a Kickstarter a kick up the arse. If you've got a Kickstarter project that you'd like to talk about on the radio, for us to kick it up the arse, then give us a message. 87222.
Start your message with the word
talk. Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start
will do
your
as
message
well.
With any word you like.
We'll talk to Sophie next, though.
John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Work experience punditry on the way. Hi, Sophie.
Hello,
how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Good. Just before we talk television, we're going to launch today's Texter.
Ooh.
Yeah, I know, exciting, isn't it? Mm. Now, I don't know whether you've seen this in the news, but squid may become Britain's favourite meal.
Ooh, I love squid.
Do you like
a
squid? Yeah, I like a bit of squid. Mm. But this is because of warmer waters, so our traditional cod is moving away from out of British waters due to overfishing as well. But because of warmer waters, more squid are being caught than ever before. So squid and chips within the next few years could become the thing we...
That's not actually going to become the thing.
Squid and
it's
chips.
It's one of those news stories that is there for the sake of it.
Don't be silly. If it's in the paper, it's true. Squid and chips, it says here. Anyway, as it's nearly Christmas, it does give us an excuse to do today's texting, which is Fishmas. Fish and Christmas, that's what we'll take this afternoon. It's Monday, it's Pun Day. #872.
Start your message with the word
talk. Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with # Fishmas.
Shark the Herald Angels sing. See, that's how...
Yeah.
Because a shark, you see, is a sort of fish.
It's not a fish, but yeah.
Well, you know what I mean. It's aquatic. And the Hark the Herald Angels sing, that's a Christmas, isn't it?
So, yeah. That is a Christmas.
And what I've done is put the two together and cleverly come up with that. We wish you a guppy Christmas. Because a guppy is a fish, isn't it? And we wish you a Merry Christmas is a Christmas. So that's why. Have you got one there?
Yeah.
Go on.
Away in the monger.
Good. You just hover your hand over the dump button?
Yeah.
Okay.
Fishmonger.
You fishmonger, yeah, I know. Have you got another one?
Yeah, I do.
What is it?
Rock in around... The Christmas Bream. The double one.
Sophie, do you want to join in with this, or do you...
I'm trying really hard to think of one.
All right.
But I can't.
Well, what you got to do is think of a fish. Just think of a fish.
Well, I had salmon, but I couldn't fit that in anywhere.
Salmon.
Salmon. Doesn't work. Haddock.
If I think of some Christmas words as well while you do that.
I mean, this is very much showing the working behind the scenes here,
pudding.
Isn't it?
Mm. Pudding.
Salmon. Pudding. No.
Wreath.
We three salmons.
Cod rest ye merry gentlemen. Anyway, Sophie's here, look, and she can't think of a fish. So, instead of that, let's...
Well, that's unfair. She thought of several fish there.
She didn't think of loads of fish.
I'll text you later.
Okay, fine. Right, Sophie's our work experience, one of our work experience I, to give it the plural. She is reviewing television, as she does on a Monday, and she's very welcome. She's also free, because we don't have to pay her. So, what TV are we talking, Sophie?
Well, first up is Finding My Twin Stranger, which was on Channel 4.
Is that a sequel to Finding Nemo?
Yeah, I thought you were sticking with the fish thing. Yes. You need to get over it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Nemo, Dory, whatever that was.
Well, it could be the sequel or the third quill. What's that?
Threequel.
Yeah. basically, people have been searching online for their doppelgangers, and the scientists of King's College Twin Research Department have invited them in so that they can see if their similarities are more than just appearances. And it's all very interesting. So they take an actual pair of identical twins and they do all the same tests to find a baseline. And then they get these non-related doppelgangers and test how similar they are on sort of 2D face analysis computers. And then they take DNA and find out how percentage-wise how similar they are.
I see. Do we have a clip?
We do.
Here it is.
Our physical similarities are seen by others more than they are by us. When I look at myself in the mirror, I don't see John.
And I look in the mirror as little as I possibly can.
Understandably, isn't it? With his features.
Now it's science's turn to judge just how similar Neil and John are in two-dimensional photographs.
Let's look at the eyes, and I think these are amazingly similar.
Yeah, they are.
And we got a score for about 81%. Similarity on that.
This is close to what we're getting on our identical twin scores.
Really? Gosh.
Yeah. If you weren't related, it'd be about zero. And if you're identical twins, it'd be about 90-95%.
So to get 80, my goodness.
That's pretty strong. You're nearly as identical as the twins we see every week. Kind of spooky.
It is, isn't it?
Interesting area, this, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
Yeah. So what's the conclusion? Where are we? In conclusion, what? We're all descended anyway from the same...
Well, they found that two men, they actually took their DNA and kind of mapped it sort of from where their kind of heritage was. And actually, their genetic roots kind of basically on the map matched identically. So it kind of goes in that respect for them. It went all the way back to kind of where their ancestors were from.
Yeah.
But then for another pair who were also very similar, they were from completely different parts of the world genetically. So they kind of didn't really come to a conclusion. It was sort of like an initial stage because for each sort of pair of doppelgangers, it was a different kind of thing that...
And how did they hunt down the doppelgangers? Was it people who were already aware of people that looked like them?
Yes.
Oh, it was? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I got asked to do it, me and George Clooney.
You and...
George Clooney, the famous actor.
Yes.
Were asked to do this
show.
No,
what you've done there is mix up the actor George Clooney with the Sid the Sloth from the front of the Ice Age DVD.
Because how are they going to ask
that's
him?
That's what you look like.
How are they going to ask an animated creature?
And then Sid the Sloth.
I'm not animated.
No, we know that. Barely moves. Hence the sloth connection. I mean, you know, I mean, we don't have to do DNA tests to realise how close. A, you've got the same face as him. And B, the same movement speed. Anyway, we know Cornelius is doppelganger now.
Yeah.
So how do people find them?
So for the two men who were in the clip, they actually met completely by accident in a village. So one man had retired to this village and the other man actually lived there already. And people were kind of going up to him saying, "Oh, hi, John. How are you?" And this man was like, "Oh, I'm Neil. I'm not John." And then by accident, somehow they met and they turned out that they kind of weirdly had a similar kind of background as well, not just looked very alike.
So the suggestion is that they are related, some, then, if all of this proves...
Yes, but...
Back through ancestry.
But genetically, they're completely not related.
Yeah.
Which was really, really strange. And they found that another pair, who were actually both stand-up comedians, and they met, but one went to watch the other's show, and people in the audience were coming up to him and saying, oh, I love the show, like, great work. And he had to turn around and say, oh, well, it wasn't me, it was him.
Was it Andy Zaltzman and Stephen K. Amos?
No.
To be fair, Andy Zaltzman, though, looks like Art Garfunkel, doesn't he? Mm. So if he were here now, if Andy was still here, that'd be a question we'd put to him.
Yeah, well, it was really strange, the programme, and it kind of made me want to find my doppelganger.
How would you go about that?
Well, there are websites. So it's like Facebook, but you find your doppelganger instead of random people.
So you upload your photograph.
Yeah.
And then people look at it and go, that looks like me.
Yeah.
It's a good idea.
Yeah. So that's how the rest of the kind of doppelgangers met on the programme. So
I might do that. I think that's quite interesting.
It is really interesting.
You know, I don't think Sid the Sloth's on the...
Well,
you would
have trouble. And Marty Feldman, the other person, you look like the comedian Marty Feldman because his eyes all looked in different directions. He's dead, so he's not going to, you know...
Well, you look like a bum. I don't think any, a bum won't be able to upload a photo, will it?
I've seen photos of bums on the internet.
Well, are you sure you weren't looking in a mirror?
Good comeback.
Bum.
Good. So Sophie, you'd look out your door. Do you want to insult her as well? No, just me.
No.
Okay. Do you want to look out your doppelganger then? You're definitely going
to
do it?
Well, I went on the website and you have to pay for it. And as a student, I couldn't afford that. It was out of my budget range.
Yeah.
But if anyone thinks they look like me...
From your voice.
Yeah. Yeah. You could have doppelganger voices as well. Potentially.
Well, I don't know.
Yeah.
Yes, Josh.
A lot of people think I sound like Johnny Vaughan.
Johnny Vaughan. Bit of Jeremy Clarkson in your voice as well.
Apparently so, yeah. You don't think so?
No.
Well, I'll take that. All right, that's doppelganging.
Mm-hmm.
Doppelganger, people used to say in like Victorian times, if you met your doppelganger, it was a sign you were going to die.
Oh, really?
That was actually a genuine belief back in olden times.
Maybe I don't want to meet my doppelganger.
I don't think it's true, to be honest. Oh. Otherwise, all the people in that program would be dead now. And there wouldn't have been a programme.
That's true, actually.
So, you know, look on.
Yeah, but they used to say that in olden times, all of those people are now dead.
Oh, yeah, that's true. They are all dead.
So, no one said that recently.
Yeah. Anyway, this has come in from Alex regarding...
Is it some sort of insult, is it?
No, hashtag Merry Fishmas.
Oh, okay, go on.
Yeah. A whale in a manger.
Technically, a whale is a mammal.
Yeah, we had that with Shark the Herald. Yeah.
All right.
Sorry,
Alex. Sophie's a stickler.
It was better than mine,
which is a kind of fish.
Fish, yeah.
It was better than you. At least you made an effort, Sophie.
Yeah.
Have you come up with one yet?
No.
Right, you've got the length of the travel and the adverts.
Oh, okay.
Right, Sophie's with us. She's doing work experience punditry. More television will talk next. What are we talking about, television wise?
This is Us and Shooter.
Right, that's coming up. You're listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio, the 21st century dream team of dialogue, debate and discourse.
Talk Radio, give it some lift.
Forget the naughty or nice list. Smash your to-do list with this powerful gift idea from B&Q. Selected McAllister power tools are two for just £30. For this and more great tool gifts, come to B&Q and get Christmas cracking. Offer ends 22nd of December, some stores excluded. For individual prices, see DIY.com.
If you've been refused a loan, why not ask someone to be your guarantor for an Amigo loan? Because the moment you do, amazing things can happen. You can change an old car into a new one. Transform a spare room into a nursery fit for a princess. Turn a great business idea into a great business. And most amazingly of all, you could start to improve your credit rating. To borrow up to £7,500 at representative 49.9% APR variable, all you need is a guarantor with a good credit history to make your payments if you don't. You must be over 18, not bankrupt, and able to afford the repayments.
It's good to have an Amigo.
Apply now at amigoloans.co.uk.
Jingle bells, bounce off all the way. Oh, what fun it is to beat Dad on Christmas Day.
Jingle bells, Pictionary all the way. Oh, what fun it is to draw better than Uncle Ray.
jingle bells, jingle bells, Uno all the way. Oh, what fun to play and shout Uno with no delay.
Jingle bells, Scrabble all the way. Oh, what fun it is to see the family play all day.
Play the game with all the family this Christmas.
Pictionary, Scrabble, Uno and Bounce Off available at all good toy stores.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
There's delays through Taunton in Somerset with the A38 Wellington Road partially blocked by an accident near to Silk Mills Road. In Folkestone in Kent, the A2033 is currently closed because of an accident near the A259. And to the north of Folkestone through Hawking, the A260 Canterbury Road is closed by an accident just before Coomwood Lane. Northamptonshire's Nen Valley Way is queuing eastbound towards an accident near the Great Billing Interchange. And the M6 North near Coventry is very heavy around the Corley services. I'm Joanna Adams.
This Christmas at Tesco Mobile, we've packaged up some great deals for you. Like this Alcatel Pop 4 for only £7.50 a month, now with a free gift. A Gecko 2 power bank. One more reason why 98% of our customers would buy from us again. Pop into a Tesco Mobile phone shop or visit tescomobile.com. Smile. You're on Tesco Mobile. Requires a 24-month contract subject to status. Free gift until December the 21st. Charges and terms at tescomobile.com. Over 18,000 customers surveyed this year.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
In the greatest comeback since Bobby Ewing showed up in Pam Shower.
Hello, I'm James Whale.
The mighty James Whale is back.
You know the one.
The voice of reason returns to Talk Radio. Unfiltered comment, scorched earth debate, and an ill-advised leather steps.
Are you making some kind of joke?
You look ridiculous. Take it off. Get in the ring with the legendary James Whale.
Are you ready, man?
The dome-headed sage of speech radio returns to the airwaves for 3 hours of essential national night talk. Cometh the hour, cometh the whale. The James Whale Show, tonight from 7 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
In the afternoons. Hello, I am, as that production somehow intimated, John Holmes. Look what's coming in. Many, many hashtag Merry Fishmas. This is, of course, the story that squid... This is absolutely 100% true because it's in the papers. Squid may become Britain's favourite meal because we're running out of cod. Squid and chips. That's what the papers are saying. And it's nearly Christmas. So, you know, Fishmas. John, what's come in here? Let's have a look. Using Sophie's fish, this has come in, there's no name on it, but the closest I could get was, oh, salmon, yield ye faithful.
Oh, that's quite
so you did have a salmon, oh, ye faithful. Yeah, it works.
Sort of works, doesn't it?
Yep.
Rock and soul Christmas, mm-hmm. Gary Andrews, mm. Hashtag Merry Fishmas.
Cheryl says, haddock the halls with boughs of holly.
Yep. That works too. Santa Goby, stickleback, a sable fish under the tree for me.
That was long.
Yeah. What did your dad's got involved?
He did. Mm. He said, yeah. The first no eel.
That's actually very good.
Yeah, fair play.
It's not fish, but it's fine, but that's all right, isn't it?
Yeah.
What's his name?
Bill.
Mm. Well done, Bill.
No Bill.
You mean the No Bill Fish Prize? It's gone really weird now. So, Bill's daughter is with us, reviewing the week's television. We've already done the thing about the doppelgangers. Where are we going next, Sophie?
This Is Us on Channel 4.
All right, what's that? What's that?
So, this is a new US drama series, which actually came out in the US in September, but this, Channel 4 have now only just released it this week. So, basically, it follows the lives of a variety of individuals whose paths cross and stories intertwine in curious ways.
Mm. Are you going to play us a clip?
Yes.
Here we go. This is us.
This is a low point. We're 36. We're officially late 30s. Like, we are deep in the threes.
Yup.
How did I get here? Like, how the hell did I get here?
Remember second grade, the Challenger explosion?
You have got to stop at the Challenger explosion.
There's something there.
You're the only good thing in my life, Kev.
I'm not that great. Come on.
I know. That's what makes it worse. I had this
Well, what do we make of it?
I thought it was great, actually.
Oh.
Yeah. It's kind of a bit like Lost in a way, because all the characters, you know, they're going to cross paths and the stories are going to tie up together in the end, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
And there's, it kind of follows five characters, and it kind of begins with them all celebrating their 36th birthday. So that's how they're linked to begin with. And yeah, I mean, I can't really say much without giving it away, but it's at Tuesdays at 9 and it's, that's fantastic.
Is it, I mean, what genre are we throwing this into?
It's kind of, it's got some jokey sides, but it's also quite emotional, so it pulls on the heartstrings a bit,
yeah,
in places. So it's a bit of both, swings both ways.
Okay. Do you, can we, I mean, you said Lost, but in it's not thematically like Lost, it's just
no,
kind of in terms of it.
Just the sort of, not the format so much, because it doesn't really have the,
I mean,
well,
honest,
it kind of does have the flashbacks.
Lost started off well, but it was terrible by the end.
I know,
so
I didn't actually watch it, but I heard what happened at the end.
Very, very poor. Mm. I felt like you'd wasted your entire time watching it, to be honest. But you don't think that's going to happen with this?
Well, I hope not. I think the script's quite clever, and I really hope it doesn't end up being too predictable.
Right.
So,
have you already predicted an ending and just waiting to see if you're right?
No, no, no. You can't after one episode, no.
All right.
But
Tuesday's at?
9 o'clock.
Okay. Is it bingeable, or do we have to wait weekly?
It's not bingeable. You have to wait weekly.
Okay.
But that kind of makes it better.
Yeah. Yeah. I know we've talked about that before, and you're firmly in the camp that that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Okay. This is us, Channel 4. Time's running away with us. What are we doing now?
The last one is Shooter, which is the sort of new Netflix American drama again. It's based on the novel Point of Impact by Stephen Hunter. And there was also a film made about it in 2007. But it's basically about an ex-Marine sniper who gets a visit from the government explaining that there is a group who has threatened to assassinate the president.
Here's a clip of Shooter.
You're here to shoot me out for real now?
Think that'll help?
What I want to know is, did you really think it was smart of you to disobey me out there?
I think the bad guys are dead and I'm sitting here with you now.
How long was that shot you took?
320.
When?
West, about 7 knots.
You aim with the grenade?
Just the tip.
So in short, that was one hell of a shot.
That it was.
You think the enemy feels the same?
Shooter on Netflix.
Yeah.
Is it good?
Yeah, it is good, actually. Oh. It's a bit like 24, but with less detail and not with Jack Bauer. So I don't know how you feel about that, but
I was a big fan of 24, actually. Mm. I mean, 24, it got stupid in the middle.
Yes, I would agree, actually.
Specifically when Jack Bauer's daughter got menaced by a mountain lion for no real reason. But then towards the end, when it all went crazy again, it sort of picked itself back up. So if it's like the world does need a replacement for 24, if one could argue.
Yeah.
So
it's got that kind of theme going on. The first episode, you're left on a huge cliffhanger. It's a massive plot twist. So you kind of basically have to watch the next episode straight away.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's good.
Oh, now you've changed your tune, haven't you? Yeah. Now, I'd like to wait for the next week, but now you have to watch the next episode straight away.
That's the thing.
You're just not consistent, are you, Sophie? That's the problem with you. That's the problem. It's always been like this, Bill. Get in touch. Yes, no. Sophie's dad. Yep, it's always been like that. Yep.
He doesn't have Twitter. So I can't do that.
He could text us, 8722.
Just make sure he starts his message with the word talk. And that he's aware that it will cost him 25 pence plus a standard network rate. No, dude, don't
say that.
Don't tell our listeners not to text in.
No, just my dad.
All right, fine. So that's Shooter.
Yes.
That's the Doppelganger programme.
Yes.
And This Is Us.
Yes.
Out of 10?
8.
Oh,
it's big this week.
That's good, isn't it?
It's very big.
It is good.
Huge
this week.
Week.
All right. Next week, what are we doing next week? Christmas type stuff.
Yes.
Right.
Well, I was thinking we should do a what to watch at Christmas time.
That's a good idea.
Okay, we'll do that.
Get your Christmas copy of the Radio Times out.
Yes.
Other copies of the Radio Times are available. And we'll go through and we'll circle it like in the old days.
Fantastic.
I bet there's nothing on but repeats. Hey?
Mrs. Hey? Brown's Boys, oh, probably.
Christ. Doctor Who. Thank you. Strictly.
Anyway, so that's Sophie. Thank you, Sophie.
Thank you.
Thank you, Bill, for your input. John, this is from Steve TK, who says, by the way, a shark is a fish, actually.
Is it?
Yeah. The 12 days of Christmas. That's actually very good. Merry Fishmas. There's no cod left. We're going to eat squid. Squid and chips. That's the news today. It's going to become the nation's favourite food. So that plus Christmas equals poor quality, ill-advised texting. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
That's already on Twitter.
Start your message with hashtag Fishmas.
Merry Fishmas.
Well, you're changing it now.
Might do, don't know.
Well, we're never going to trend if you're doing that.
Whatever. So, in the next bit of the programme, we'll be joined by the comedian Stephen K. Amos, who's coming in, you know, to flog something. There's a diversity paper review, there's the big debate at 3, and we will be helping a Kickstarter by giving it a kick up the arse before the programme is out, 2:31. look, here's Toby with the news.
Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. A man described as evil and calculating has been told he'll spend at least 24 years behind bars for a brutal and bizarre murder. Stefano Brizzi from South London killed a man he met online, then tried to dispose of his body in a bath of acid. A neo-Nazi group will be the first extreme right-wing movement to be banned under UK terrorism laws. The change, which comes into effect on Friday, will mean being a member of National Action becomes a criminal offence. Vijaya Ramalingam set up the counter-terrorist organisation Moonshot CVE. She says this will help combat all forms of terrorism.
Terrorism is a multifaceted issue. This is not just about Islamist extremism. Far-right extremist groups are carrying out acts of violence across the country and they need to be taken seriously. What this does is ensure that they are sentenced adequately and that they are sentenced in accordance with terrorism laws.
Crewe Alexandra has confirmed its director of football has been suspended by the FA in connection with its abuse inquiry. It's understood Dario Gradi is being investigated over claims he smoothed over child sex allegations when he was employed by Chelsea. Gradi denies any wrongdoing. An ex-Football Association chairman says there needs to be changes to remove some of the dodgy old men running the game. The FA insists it's working on reforms after five former executives wrote to MPs to outline concerns. And a man who suffered a stroke after having his hair washed in a salon has won £90,000 in compensation. Doctors think Dave Tyler developed a blood clot when his head was bent backwards over a basin at the hairdresser's. Mr. Tyler is now calling for people to be offered the option of having their heads bent forwards instead. He says his stroke has had a profound impact on his life.
I still am not able to see properly. I have something called nystagmus where my eyes wobble around. I have sort of reduced function on one side. I have balance issues, reduced pain and temperature sensations on the skin on one side, gives me pain.
Now here's your weather. Rain and drizzle spreading across the country. Some brighter spells in the southwest later. Mild with highs of 12 Celsius.
Did you, by the way, find out what happened to Victoria?
Yeah, she's taken the day off just to be at home, I think.
Right.
She couldn't be bothered.
That's what I figured, to be honest with you. Yeah.
Anyone that ever takes holiday, it's just laziness, isn't it? Anyway, there is people more in that, half though. An hour.
What kind of news?
People do that, don't they? Holiday left at the end of the year, so they just take off Mondays in December. Yeah. I did it last Monday.
Yeah, actually you
and
did.
And regret not doing it today.
Yeah.
Is it that bad today?
We regret you not doing it every day. There is more in half an hour, Toby, but you're right, but there's more before half an hour. Because this, of course, with the reason I mentioned Victoria, is ordinarily where we do Victoria's bonus news.
Yes.
Now, let me explain for those that may not know. Your news bulletins used to be 3 minutes long.
Yes.
Count thrice the number of the minutes.
Yes.
Not 1 minute, not 2 minutes, not 4 minutes, but 3 minutes. That used to be the case. Without explanation, your bulletins were shaved down.
It's just less news around.
Fewer. So to get down, your 2 minute, the problem is you have to do 2 minute news, but you get paid the same. It's what it's like is a Toblerone from the recent news.
Because my sister calls me. That is what my
sister calls you. Yeah, I get that. Toby Lorraine. Yeah. But because you get paid the same, yet there's fewer of your news, it's like you're a news Toby Lorraine. So to make the time up, you must do bonus news.
Okay.
Today, because it's animal, vegetable or mineral, it's vegetable news.
I was grateful
vegetable
for that.
News.
There you go.
Spain has devoted 30,000 hectares to cultivating broccoli. The country has held its first broccoli conference in Ribaforada, I hope I pronounced that right, over the last few days, in a bid to learn more about the superfood's properties. They say it'll help produce 375,000 tonnes of the stuff and pledge to help children learn about it, how to grow it and how best to cook it. A Worcestershire delicacy, asparagus, has received a special status, putting it on par with champagne, cognac and parmesan. The veg, specifically grown in the Vale of Evesham, has been awarded EU Protected Food Name status, which links it specifically to its geographical area and indicates a particular level of quality. It's taken 3 years to earn the special status since the application was initially made. And a new study has shown that meals based on legumes, like peas and beans, are more satiating than those based on pork or veal. The study at the University of Copenhagen has suggested the proteins in them are better than those in the meats and could also aid weight loss. They say it works because the beans make you feel more full more quickly, and in a test of 43 young men given patties containing the legumes or the meats.
Well, you can't argue that wasn't vegetable news.
You'd be so gutted if you spent 3 years trying to get your asparagus recognised by the EU, yes, and then about a month or so before...
Left the EU.
Yeah.
Did occur to me,
it's
too.
It's because because Europe makes your wee smell.
Yeah.
That's why. That's why it is. Because that was one of the problems, wasn't it? They said that. You know, if we're in Europe, it makes our wee smell. So, anyway, Toby, thank you for that.
Okay,
your job's done now.
You've enjoyed it.
You've made up the time. Well, you're the only one, really.
But I'd like to do it more often, more frequently.
Would you?
Every hour.
No, right. That's Toby with the bonus news, and it was bonus
vegetable news.
Yes, and next we will be out on the streets to find out what the people think, and we will be joined by the comedian Stephen K. Amos. You're listening to Talk Radio in the Afternoons. I'm John Hurt.
Did your husband accidentally transfer the contents of your joint account to a Nigerian prince called Trust Me Good Man? Perhaps you bought diet pills on the internet that made you frightened to cough. Or maybe your exotic mail-order bride turned out to be a Ukrainian pig farmer called Igor.
When the con is on, you need a man who's on it. Listen to the Radio Hustle with scam-busting supremo Alexis Conran and get the inside track on all the latest swindles, schemes, tricks and traps the fraudsters are using to get their hands on your cash.
Get tipped off, not ripped off. The Radio Hustle with Alexis Conran, enemy of the con man.
Saturday afternoon from 1 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, yes, we will be joined by Stephen K. Amos very shortly. He's trying to flog something in time for Christmas because, you know, it's that time of year. So, he'll be in. Before that, though, Talk Radio was the home of reaction. We've been out on the streets to find out what the people think. We do that on a regular basis because that's, how it works. So there are people out there in the streets. We take our crack team of reporters each day, so called because they are a team of reporters that are addicted to very dangerous and hard drugs. And they go outside and they put their microphones into the faces of strangers, simply to ask them what they think. It's all about taking the pulse of the nation at an exact time. We've done it today. We've been outside and we've asked them, the people, do they think oven trays or tennis rackets?
Oven trays.
In tennis rackets.
Oven trays.
Tennis rackets.
Oven trays.
Oven trays.
Oven trays.
Tennis rackets.
Oven trays.
Tennis rackets.
Tennis rackets.
Oven trays. Tennis rackets.
Oven trays.
Oven trays.
Tennis rackets.
Tennis rackets.
Tennis rackets.
Oven trays.
Tennis rackets.
Tennis rackets.
Oven trays and tennis rackets.
Oven trays.
Tennis rackets.
Oven trays.
Oven trays.
Oven trays.
Oven trays. Tennis rackets.
Oven trays.
Tennis rackets.
Tennis rackets.
Tennis rackets.
Tennis rackets. Oven trays.
Oven trays. Tennis rackets.
Tennis rackets.
Oven trays. Tennis rackets.
Tennis rackets.
Oven trays.
Oven trays.
Oven trays.
Tennis rackets.
Tennis rackets.
Tennis rackets.
Tennis rackets.
See, people say this kind of research is a waste of time, but it isn't. That's what the people are thinking right now on the streets of just outside here. They are thinking oven trays or tennis rackets. We know what they think. But the question is, of course, what do you think? You can let us know, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Do you think oven trays? Or do you think tennis rackets? Let us know. Our usual number, 8722.
Start your message with the word
talk.
Start your message with any word you like.
It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. We'll talk to Stephen K. Amos next. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In December, we've got a 25 kilogram bag of Thistle multi-finished plaster for only £4.39 ex-VAT. Now that's a real deal. See selcobw.com for even more real deals and to find your nearest branch.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
It's only a few drops of rain. Bit of water on the road? You're only doing 70. It's only a car braking in front. It's only a skid. It's only across one lane. It's only a family and their kids in the back.
When it rains, it kills. Last year, 2,918 people were killed or seriously injured when driving in the rain. Slow down. Highways England.
Divorce. It threatens the things you've worked hard for in more ways than you can imagine. Your home, savings, pension, and most of all, your relationship with your children. Don't let divorce cost you any more than it has to. Cordell & Cordell, one of America's largest divorce law firms now in the UK, is dedicated to helping men in matters relating to divorce. Call now on 0330 6060 161 or visit cordellcordell.co.uk. Office in central London. A partner men can count on.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
Better news in Taunton in Somerset. The A38 Wellington Road now clear of the accident near to Silk Mills Road. Problems in Folkestone for the A2033. That's closed by an accident near the A259. And north of Folkestone through Hawkinge, the A260 Canterbury Road's closed because of an accident near to Coombe Wood Lane. Off-peak roadworks in Gloucester are causing delays on the westbound A40 as you move between the Longford roundabout and the Over roundabout. And in Sunderland, works on Westington Way, the A1231, are causing westbound delays as you head towards the Sainsbury's Junction. I'm Joanna Adams.
This Christmas at Tesco Mobile, we've packaged up some great deals for you. Like this Alcatel Pop 4 for only £7.50 a month, now with a free gift. A Gecko 2 power bank. One more reason why 98% of our customers would buy from us again. Pop into a Tesco Mobile phone shop or visit tescomobile.com. Smile. You're on Tesco Mobile. Requires a 24-month contract subject to status. Free gift until December the 21st. Charges and terms at tescomobile.com. Over 18,000 customers surveyed this year.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Every weeknight from 10, get an earful of unusual nocturnal emissions with radio's Lord of Misrule, Ian Lee. No relation, thank God.
The cactus and the tree and the rabbit on the hill.
Unfiltered Night Talk with the original king of unconventional conversation.
It's going to be awesome.
Late Night Ian Lee.
Just listen and see what happens.
Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Just coming up to time, and I am John Holmes. And before we talk to our second guest of the day, Stephen Amos is here. Well, we've been looking through the news, and you've probably heard all about Theresa May's, the row about her leather trousers, for instance. Boris Johnson over the weekend actually went to Saudi Arabia to make them hate him in person. The Golden Globe nominations are out. Night Manager's been nominated. The news is quite complicated.
I can't get my head around
you it. You and many other people, Cornelius, as we know, we get letters on this programme. They're not actually letters, they're texts and emails, and I print out and then put into a post bag. And each morning when I come in, I pull them out of the post bag and I read the letters, and they always say, "Dear John, read the news. It's very complicated. I can't get my head around it." And I say, well, that's good, because we are here to help you. Now, when you look at the news and you examine it, you get right down into the nitty and, I dare say, the gritty of it. I'm talking right down to the very atomic level of the news. Of course, what you end up with is Japanese poetry. Five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables. We present the news in haikus.
Thank you.
man wins X Factor. TBH, I've forgotten his name already.
The news, the news. In haikus. Then we promised you hot guest action number two today already. Andy Zaltzman has joined us to flog something in time for Christmas. And now we are joined by Stephen K. Amos.
Oh, I love Andy Zaltzman. Have I just missed him?
You missed him.
And I'm the number two.
He was supportive. He was warming up.
Oh, that's what I like to hear.
For you.
Yes, he's got that lovely hair. That's nice and fluffy. He's my fluffer. Can we say that?
You can, yeah. Or you his, because technically he's got the fluff. He's just like Art Garfunkel explosion head.
It's but I've got to say that mine is compact at the moment. I was to take an afro comb to this bad boy, I would not get into that door. I swear to God. It's like, and static, stand back, right? Stand away from me.
It's good to see you, though.
Good to see you. It's been quite a while,
John. It has been a while since our paths crossed.
Yes, we've worked together many times in the past.
We have indeed.
And then we bumped into each other in a social setting.
That's right.
I was sober, I think I find.
Yes, I probably wasn't.
There we go. But I've never met a Cornelius before. This is very exciting.
Look at him. Look at him there.
A Cornelius.
Yes.
Yeah, wow. Yeah. Planet of the Apes. That's what I
think. There's him, Cornelius Lycett from Radio 5 Horse Racing.
Yes.
And the one from the Apes programme.
Exactly.
Phil. You're absolutely right.
There's no others. You're in a small group.
Young, I can tell there's a generational difference because young people say Harry Potter and not so young people.
What are you saying about me and Stephen?
Planet of the Apes.
Oh, I see.
Mm.
So you're trying to belittle us by telling us that we're old and past.
Well, no,
you're saying we're now approaching our midlife crisis.
It was a system that was in place, and you've gone through that system, having it already existed.
To be fair, we are getting on in it.
Speak for yourself. I think you'll find I'm wearing skinny jeans and high top trainers.
Hey,
and if I want to, I can straighten my hair and put it down in One Direction. Hey, bum bum.
One Direction are a modern band, so well done.
Thank you very much. Got the reference.
Yeah, good. Well, look, lovely to see you. I know you're here to flog a thing, let's get it out of the way. You've been doing a tour and it continues into next year.
Yeah, I'm on the road. I'm loving it. I've been all over the country. I'm loving I can tell you a full grade of Ginster pie around the country. I can tell you which service stations are the best ones to go to. I also ban social media when I travel in the car. So there's me, my support actor, my tour manager, and we have to talk. It's such a good game.
Oh, that's weird.
You're forced to talk about stuff and you find out things that you didn't even know before.
Yeah.
One of us in the car genuinely said this. We're just so comfortable with each other. He just went, "Oh, guys, remember about when you were about 8 or 9 years old? Anyone take a bath with your nan?"
Oh,
I know. It got that reaction, and he just went, "Well, me neither."
Yeah. Wow. Well, it's interesting you should say that because there's a story about Cornelius that's interesting. Cornelius, he's looking at his little young face, right? He went on a date, right?
Oh.
And his mum walked him from the house down to the bus stop at the end of the road, right? Where he admitted on that walk that it was a Tinder thing. Admitted that he hadn't learned to kiss, so his mum taught him to kiss.
How old are you at this point, can we ask?
It was last year. He was 22.
And John made the whole thing up.
Absolutely.
And I believe it happened.
I believe him.
There you go.
Yeah.
He's never known me say a word of a lie.
Exactly. And when you come to get to this kind of age in your life, you don't have to tell lies. Thank you. Or indeed go on Tinder. You meet people face to face.
Yeah. Yeah, look at you, owned by Stephen K. Amos.
That's right, with your young life. Somebody actually said to me recently, they said, "Look at you telling jokes at your age when you're approaching your midlife crisis." I'm like, what the hell? Do you know, we should have a new movement. We should call it Midlife Spontaneous Party Time. Then we'd all want one.
All right.
Yeah?
Consider it done. Yeah.
Good.
Speaking of which, right, we were talking about this earlier, Theresa May's wearing leather trousers.
Oh, you've got to love a leather trouser.
I was going to say, you strike me as a man who would carry off a leather trouser quite well.
I was going to say something quite rude, then. But yeah, I think I did rock a leather trouser look in the mid-80s.
I think I'm aware of you.
And I do remember going to certain clubs in central London where the leather trouser was optional, as was the seat of said leather trouser.
We mentioned that. If Theresa May had stood up and it had been chapped... That would be excellent.
Can you imagine? But, wow.
The Prime Minister's buttocks.
That would be the best Prime Minister in the whole of Europe so far.
So far, yeah. I'd say pulling out, but now I'm not going to. Let's... Because speaking of how long we've been doing this...
Yes.
So you've done The Fringe for how many... Because you've... What was your first one?
My first ever Edinburgh Fringe was in 1997.
Right.
And I was doing a package show with a few other comedians. It was at the Cafe Royal in the Edinburgh Comedy Festival.
Yeah.
Edinburgh Fringe Festival. And in that lineup, there was Lee Mack, whatever happened to him, a good friend of mine, Will Smith, who is now a writer on Veep.
That's right. And not that Will Smith.
Yeah, not the other one. That one, whatever that was.
Oh, yeah, what was that?
And the lovely John Gordillo, who's a fantastic writer, comic, and director. And also Ben Norris, Carey Marks. So quite a good pedigree that year.
Yeah.
And in fact, then we went back there. I went back the next year because I wasn't confident enough to do my own hour show. And that, of course, was 97. And the last day of our show, we all went out drinking. And that was the day that we heard the news about Princess Di.
Right, okay.
So that's why, you know, one of those moments of the thing, can you remember where you were when you heard this?
And that was specifically where you were.
And that's, the last day of Edinburgh.
Everyone going home to hastily rewrite set.
Where were you yesterday? Going through Paris. Oh, stop it.
So, because you're one, I mean, a store of the circuit, of course, you've been doing this a long time, and you kind of have this unerring ability to kind of, not reinvent, but just, I don't want to say keep going, which sounds terrible, doesn't it? But you know what I mean? You've always sort of been there on the circuit in the background going, right, okay, this is what I do. Slowly getting your way up there, and now, like, you can sell out what the hell you want to sell out.
You know, it's great, though, because I think...
you've put the work in as well.
Yes, and it's good, because I've seen other comics come and go. I've seen a lot of my colleagues, people who started on the same level as me, reach, you know, stratospheric success. And I think the whole thing is to keep churning what you do. And when I first started out, it was very much, you know, jazz hands, love me, love me, love me, aren't I funny?
Yeah.
And then kind of it morphed into me kind of going, you know what, I actually want to say something. I want to, because before I could ever talk about myself on stage, I was like, nobody wants to hear about you and your life. But in fact, everyone's got a story to tell. And if you can make that funny, you can have a connection with people.
Yeah.
So it's really interesting for me and all the people who started in my generation where there wasn't comedy on television. It was not a career ladder thing. People just did it because they really wanted to do it. There wasn't the avenue of YouTube. There wasn't any of the social media platforms. It was really guys and girls honing their craft on the comedy circuit, you know, spit and sawdust pubs, smoking in pubs, rooms above pubs that held 50 people. I remember my first ever solo show in Edinburgh. I was at the Pleasance in a room called the Attic upstairs, which seats, wait for it, 50 people.
Yeah.
Whoa! And my first night, I thought, 50 people, they're going to come. And so I just walked out on stage, went, good evening! And there was like five people in the audience.
Was that a bit of a wake-up then?
It was a wake-up call, because you've got to keep going, because if you get affected by that, and also you learn different skills, doing it to three people, doing it to 50 people. And I spent many years on the comedy circuit. I don't really do the circuit anymore, because I just tour around the world now. And but I've got such a lot of respect for all my colleagues who do the comedy circuit day in, day out, up and down the country, learning their craft. Because what you find now, in my experience, is you get people who go, oh my God, comedy, that's a quick route to something else. So, like, they go into comedy because they see people going on Live the Apollo, then they see people on Live the Apollo in sitcoms, and so you get lots of different kinds of people thinking. You even get comedy courses now at university.
I know.
Heavens forbid. Here's how you hold a microphone.
You know, the Royal Variety Forum is on, I think, tomorrow, and you've done the Royal Variety Forum.
I have,
haven't
indeed,
yes. We had Joe Lycett in last week.
Lovely
The day
Joe
before
Lycett.
He was recording it, where we tried to get him to say all sorts of insulting things about the Royals, in which case he'd be hauled away from the bill. But he was quite nervous about it. I mean, is it as nerve-wracking as
No, I think I read something about that. I think you might have said it on your show.
He did say
he said
show.
Something quite naughty, didn't he, or something?
He did say a little thing.
I won't repeat it. I want a knighthood. No, they do actually ask you to do your set and have it written out. Verbatim. And they go and see you a couple of times. And my kind of style is that I'm going to go in the moment and kind of just feel it. And it's the most unusual gig, because it's obviously a big fundraiser. So all the people, and it's all black tie, royalty are there, and other dignitaries, if you like. And they pay a lot of money to be sat in the stalls. And when you come on, and young Cornelius was saying, if you thought I was old, try going to the Royal Variety and looking out at a sea of, you know, silver foxes and dams. I think I followed like maybe an acrobat or some kind of juggling act. And the host, I can't remember who it was at that time, didn't go back on. And I was like, are you going to go back on and say Stephen Games? Because back then, nobody knew who I was.
Yeah.
He said, no, it'll be fine. So they gave me the Voice of God intro. And so I just literally walked on. And for the first 30 seconds, they were just staring at me. And also, you have, like, I think I had 6 minutes. And if you got six, I had to get them in 6 minutes. And they went, you know, after 6 minutes, we're going to cut you off. And I have heard stories of other of my friends having been cut out of the program. So I won't mention names.
Go on.
I'm not going to do that. But honestly, seriously, my first 30 seconds, I literally got nothing. But I just carried on.
Yeah.
And I thought, and then you kind of learn that thing of playing to the camera as well. And by the and they also said this to me, right? When you when you meet this the royal family, because I didn't find the Queen and Prince Philip. And back then, I did a joke that I was really toying with. And I thought, well, should I just do it? I'm just going to do it anyway. And I said, I'd really love to get, I love doing lifestyle comedy, although my real goal is to get my own TV show. But as we all know, the BBC has a diversity policy, and apparently I've got to wait for Lenny to die.
I remember that joke.
And then I got a big laugh. Yeah. And then literally, we stand up in the line, meeting the Queen and Prince Philip. He comes at me, genuinely, and he goes, oh, the comedian, most amusing. You're the man who wants Lenny Henry to die. We can arrange that.
Did he say that?
Well, with a twinkle in his eye.
Takes us right back to Princess Diana somehow. Hey, it's a conspiracy theory. What can I say? Right, listen.
I think he was being very deliberate. He's got the little twinkle in his eye. I think they know exactly what they're doing. And it's very nerve-wracking because, as I said, you go up there and nobody knows who you are. And I think there was someone like Buble or somebody really, you know, and it's such a mixed bag. And they say to you, don't look at the royal box. And I think if as a comic, if you're constrained by other people's edits and whatever, then you can't be yourself.
Yeah.
And that's the whole point of when you do live comedy, you're yourself.
We should touch on this, given that this is talk radio, but you were in the play of talk radio, weren't you?
I was, yes.
I can't remember who it was, but...
It was in Edinburgh in 2000...
Yeah. So it was the Oliver Stone film that people remember, but then I know there was a live version.
Yes, directed by Stuart Lee. Stuart Lee, that's right. Yeah. And I think it was put up by the Comedians Theatre Company, which is a group set up by a very, very funny man called Phil Nichol. And basically, he had this great idea of getting comics to do plays.
Yeah.
And one of the plays they did up in Edinburgh was 12 Angry Men, etc. And I also did Cuckoo's Nest up there.
Yeah, yes, that's right. Was that the one with Christian Slater
and the lovely Frances Barber?
I saw it.
Mackenzie Crook. Yeah, it was amazing. Right. It was, I was like, what? The West End?
Lucy Porter was in it.
Everyone was in it. It was great. The great.
Well, I wasn't.
I think the role you could have done was the role that Dave Johns did. Now, Dave's done Johns, who is now...
Now, a film star.
A film star.
By Daniel Blake.
Yeah. I know, right? His character was one of the... least mentally stable in the ward, and literally stood in the shape of a crucifix, and all he said was three words, which I can't repeat.
Yeah, something. You're right there. That's my role. Yeah. Now look, we're out of time, sadly.
Oh no,
I know.
But I'm touring all over the country.
That's right. Look, I've got some dates here. Do you know them off by heart, or do you want me to do them?
Of course not. But they're all next year now.
That's it.
But I've got a website. I've got books and DVDs that make great Christmas presents.
He's right.
There's a sale on.
It's January, February, throughout all around the country. Website is
Stephen Kamos. Com. Well, my name.
Yeah.
Forgot that for
How hard can it be? Well flogged.
Thank you, sir.
Good.
Very good to see you.
And you.
And it's not too early to say Merry Christmas, is it?
No, you can do that right now.
Merry Christmas, John.
And the same to you, Stephen.
Thank you very much. Cornelius, what are you expecting? Kind of stocking, I suppose.
He's going to be kissing his mother under the mistletoe.
But there'll be no mistletoe.
I saw Mummy kissing Cornelius, of course, underneath the mistletoe. Stay with us. We are throwing ourselves on the mercy of the big debate next on the programme. Then there's a diversity paper review, and then we will help an ailing Kickstarter by giving it a kick up the arse. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Listen. Phone. Talk. Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It's the radio show where listening is highly recommended. Home Rule with Martin Roberts on Talk Radio in association with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Whether you're looking to own, rent or just improve a pad, get essential advice from top property expert Martin Roberts. Pick up the keys to stress-free house happiness. Home Rule this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Our landlords get paid on time every time, even when a property is empty. Go to northwooduk.com to find out more.
Next up on Sounds Fantastic is this.
Hey, you give to me all of your money, and maybe I give to you a few extra megabytes.
Ooh, that was the merciless broadbandit. Fear not and listen up.
Go compare.
That's the sound of the very first place you should be looking for your ideal broadband deal.
If you want to save, it should be your favorite. GoCompare.com is right up there.
Sounds fantastic.
A wise old elf once said,
there is no perfect gift, only a gift perfect for someone.
Which is why, at Not on the High Street, we have gifts for gardeners, presents for perfectionists, and stocking-sized somethings for small children across the land. Find gifts lovingly made by our 5,000 partners, I mean elves, at notonthehighstreet.com. Magic is real.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Talk Radio.
In the afternoons, just gone 3 o'clock. Look, here's Toby with the news.
Coming up, terror accused pair locked up, Nazi supporting group banned, and FA challenged to modernise.
Talk Radio.
Two men who gave cash to one of the suspects behind the Brussels bombing have been put behind bars. Mohamed Ali Ahmed and Zachariah Boufassil supplied Mohamed Abrini with £3,000 during a secret rendezvous at a Birmingham park. They've been handed 8 years and 3 years respectively at Kingston Crown Court. Abrini was branded the man in the hat after he was caught on CCTV at Brussels Airport just before the bombing in March this year. A 50-year-old man has been jailed for life with a 24-year minimum term for murdering a police officer after meeting him on a dating app. Stefano Brizzi was high on crystal meth when he killed Gordon Semple. He was found guilty last month, with the jury hearing he was inspired by the TV show Breaking Bad when he tried to dispose of the body with acid in South London. A neo-Nazi movement called National Action is becoming the first extreme right-wing group to be banned as a terrorist organisation. The Home Secretary says they're racist, anti-Semitic and homophobic. Six people are being questioned by police on suspicion of terrorism offences. It follows raids on six properties across the country this morning, including in Burton-upon-Trent in Staffordshire and London. Maureen lives close to one of the properties being searched in Derbyshire. She says it's come as a huge shock to what's a tight-knit community.
It's absolutely terrible. Absolutely terrible. I can't believe it, that it's so close to where you've got a property, and everybody more or less in this street have lived here a long time.
Five former FA executives are calling for the organisation to make major reforms, accusing it of being filled with elderly white men. The likes of David Bernstein, David Davis, Greg Dyke, Alex Horn and David Treisman wrote to Damien Collins, the chairman of the Culture, Media and Sport Committee, claiming football's governing body suffers from an inability to reform and modernise. Mr Collins spoke to Talk Sport earlier and said it's something he's working on.
Tomorrow I will be appearing in front of the Backbench Business Committee that allocates time for backbench motions on the floor of the House of Commons. I'm hoping to secure that debate in January. That will effectively be a motion of no confidence in the Football Association as it's currently governed, and calling for legislation to implement reform.
And survivors of the Croydon tram crash have launched legal action against Transport for London and the operator First Group. Seven people died when it derailed last month.
Talk Radio national weather.
Rain and drizzle spreading across the country. Brighter spells in the southwest, mild with highs of 12 Celsius.
Thank you very much indeed, thank Toby. Thank you.
I've enjoyed it.
No, thank you. Let's not finish it. You've got to do another two.
Well, yeah. Okay. You only introduced one of them.
That's a good point. Right, that's Toby. That was live news. But now here's Ben with the pre-recorded sport, which today is coming live from a post office queue containing a one-man band.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Arsenal will once again face Bayern Munich in the last 16 of the Champions League. Arsene Wenger's side have been knocked out of the competition at this stage twice in the last 4 years by the German champions. Bayern manager Paul Clement told Arsenal's rivals of the tie are considerably tougher than his own sides.
Arsenal going to have a busy winter period. You know, when you play Boxing Day and then you play again a couple of days later and again a couple of days later. Yeah, 4 weeks in play. We get 2 games more. Then play from 25th and then the next game again is
Premier League champions Leicester will take on Europa League holders Sevilla in their first ever knockout tie in the competition. Manchester City face French outfit Monaco, who beat Tottenham home and away in the group stages. Speaking of Spurs, they'll face Ghent and Manchester United. Finally, cricket, England captain Alistair Cook says Joe Root is ready to skipper the national side. Cook's facing questions over his future manager after a thumping fourth test defeat and series loss to India. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Obviously, the one-man man only plays when he moves forward in the queue.
Yeah, yeah, that makes sense.
He's excited at the moment. I think he's near the cashier.
So that was Ben there with the pre-recorded sport live.
Can we book him? Can we get him in?
From a post office where there's a one-man band in the queue that only plays when he moves forward. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
And it's time for the big debate. So, as we know from the news, elderly white men are to blame. Trump, Farage, Paul Ross, the bloke dressed as a woman in Mrs. Brown's Boy, Julia Hartley Brewer. It's a comedy character, it's basically Hitler dressed up. All of them, according to the news, are to blame. But none more so than the elderly white men in charge of the FA. So there have been calls for sweeping changes in the past, of course, but today there are moves for the sports minister to get involved to add political weight to this argument. In a year when Sam Allardyce was only the second worst scandal to hit the sport, is it time to use the classic footballer's terminology and regulate the FA board to the subs bench before them taking a drunk person back to a travel lodge bedroom with a Premiership player and a couple of his mates? Is it a case of blowing a whistle and saying you're off to the elderly white men, or should we sugarcoat it in any way? That's the question that's been asked today, of course. But on the line listening to me say the word coat there as part of the word sugarcoat is Ross. Good afternoon, Ross.
Hello?
Hello, Ross. How are you?
I'm not too bad. How are you?
You're good, thank you very much. You think, you were listening to me say the word coats there. You think we should ban coats. Why is that?
I'm just a bit sick of hearing about them, to be honest. Yeah, I'm even a bit annoyed at this.
Well, that's why you've called up, isn't it? Because, but it's stupid of you, but it's stupid, really, because we're going to say the
word... What'd you call me?
Nothing. We're going to say coats a lot, and you've called in about it.
You keep saying it, don't you? You see what I mean?
Yeah, I see what you mean.
Yeah, it's getting tedious now.
Why don't you like them?
What, like what?
Coats.
I just... Do you wind me up? I'll tell you what... I said to Jeff Bearing about coats, right? I'll give you two reasons.
Two reasons.
I've got a friend of mine, Neil.
Hang on a minute. Give me the second reason first.
I started with the second.
Oh, that's fine then. Carry on.
I forgot the first one now. Right. Hang on. Oh, yeah, go on.
Yeah, go on.
Yeah, so my friend Neil does lots of terrible jokes.
Yep.
He's always saying, I'll get me coat. Right, but he never gets it.
Okay, what's the other... Hello?
Yeah. He hasn't finished yet. He stands there looking at me. I'm like, well, go and get your coat then. He says, no, I've got to tell you another joke. He does that joke, and he goes, I'll go and get me a coat. He's still standing there with his jumper on. Hello?
What's your other reason?
Oh, clearly impressed with the first one, weren't you?
Yeah, what's the other reason?
The second one, my mum always used to say, I'm going down to the bank.
First one.
Do I need a coat?
Yeah.
I was like, well, do they take coats in the bank? I take a check. I tell you what they do want. I tell you what you should take with you. Some food. We haven't been fed in 3 weeks.
On the line, listen... Hello? On the line listening to that is Harry. He's called in as well. Afternoon, Harry.
Yeah, hiya.
Hi there. Now, you've called in. You listen to Ross. Ross is against coats. His mate Neil never gets his coat. His mum asks if she wants the coat when she's going to the bank. The bank don't even take coats. He thinks we shouldn't have enough coat. We don't need coats. He thinks they should be banned. What do you think, Harry?
I think Ross is a W word, to be honest with you. I think coats are good.
Waistcoat.
You can't... Harry, wait, let me... just warn you, we're on live radio. You have to moderate your language. You can't call people waistcoats on the radio. It's not allowed.
Okay.
So just... Sorry. Just apologise and we'll move on.
I'm sorry for calling you a waistcoat.
Okay,
right.
Thank you. Right, now...
I don't accept that apology.
Well, you've got to. Hang on, Ross. Ross, you've had your say. Let Harry have his say. It's polite. Harry.
I'm retracting the apology. Ha ha ha, screw you. I like a coat. It keeps you dry, doesn't it, when it's raining? I don't see why you don't like it.
Right.
Russ. Okay. Dogs have lovely coats as well. Even ones with bad coats, they're still good.
Yeah. Well, is this right, Harry? Is this right, Harry? It's not just the word. It's not just the word coat in the sense of coat. You're for every coat. What? Oh. Hello.
Go on. You're right there, Ross.
I'm going to talk to Ross instead. Ross, is it right as part of this coat anti-coat lobby? You want to see us all go back to fur? Is that right?
I don't mind a bit of fur.
Yeah, so you want the human, you want basically to reverse evolution and go back to fur, is that right? How hard can it be to reverse evolution? That's what you told our researchers.
That's right, yeah, both of them. As long as you're not saying a really terrible joke and then saying, I'll get my coat. Fur.
Yeah. Yeah.
No.
Fur, oh yeah.
You know, if you're going out in the cold,
yeah.
Would I need my fur?
Yeah.
It's a bit more classy, yeah, but I still don't like it.
What would you say if I said to you, a watt of paint? A watt of paint?
A watt of paint?
Yeah. If you get rid of coats, what are you going to have of paint?
A what?
A
watt of paint?
Yeah. If you get rid of coats, what will it be of paint?
A what?
Harry, same question.
Are you talking... Oh, go on.
What? Harry, presumably you're happy with a coat of paint, or do you prefer a lick?
Oh.
I could take either, to be honest with you, John. Yeah. I don't mind.
Well, in Sweden, this is interesting. I don't know whether you've been hearing about this, Charles, have been in Sweden.
Yeah.
But,
right, yeah.
But...
Is it Swedish paint, by any chance?
No, it's not. It's to do with... What they do in Sweden is they've got rid of coats, they banned coats, and it's a very cold country. But what they do to keep warm is they lick each other, because if you lick something, it's quite a warm lick, first of all, isn't it? Just try it now. Put your arm out, and Harry.
Yeah, okay.
Now just lick your own arms for a minute. I'll try it as well.
Harry, I can't see Harry's arm.
No. Just lick yourself.
Do what?
But it's...
Can you lick myself on live radio?
My point is...
Lick myself.
Lick yourself. Lick your own arm now. It's warm, isn't it? Your lick is warm.
You lick your own arm now.
I just did. Right? And what it is it's warm. So in Sweden, because they got rid of coats, they had to employ people to go around licking people who were walking around just to keep them warm. And it has to be constant, isn't it? Because lick goes cold quite quickly. And that's what they've been doing in Sweden. That's the point I'm making.
If my mum used to say, I'm going down to the bank, should I take my coat? And I said, come here, I'll give you a lick. Isn't that a bit weird?
Not if you followed her, licking her all the time. Because
I'm not licking my mate every time he says a bad joke. I'll be licking him 24 hours a day.
I want you to just listen to something for me, actually. Have a listen to this. Ross, specifically you, Ross, but Harry, I want you to come in on this as well. Right? You want to see the end of coats? Well, you know, factor this in. A crash of drums, a flash of lights, my golden coats flew out of sight. The colours faded into darkness, I was left alone. Well, that's Jason Donovan, isn't it, from Joseph and his amazing Technicolor Dream Coat. Now, if you want to remove... You're saying you want the end of coats, right? If you do that, this is what's going to happen. If you want no more coats, this is what you'll get. A crash of drums, a flash of... you want, Ross?
I prefer Philip Schofield.
What do you make of it, Harry?
Hello?
I mean, hello? What? Hello?
Hello, hiya.
I want to ask you this, Harry. That's Sir Joseph's amazing colour, amazing Technicolour dream coat.
Lick fur.
Joseph's amazing lick fur. Dream.
Fur.
Look, that was a coat of many colours. My question to you is, Harry, how many colours are acceptable? How many colours are acceptable?
I think about four, to be honest with you. And two of them are red.
Well, I want you to name me more colours than that.
Mauve.
Aubergine as well.
Yep.
Harry.
Yeah.
Mauve.
Yeah.
Tell him mauve.
Mauve.
There you go.
I'm hearing mauve.
I want to take you back to this, both of you, right, about the coat riots of the 1980s, which you'll remember. I think both of you are old enough to remember this. This is Mrs. Thatcher. She closed the coat mines. It meant that Britain's coats weren't being manufactured. It was almost the end of the coat manufacturing industry. And there were riots. There were coat makers, of course, fighting with police on the picket lines. Ironically, a lot of the strikers weren't wearing donkey jackets anymore. Because she took them away. She was Thatcher, the donkey jacket snatcher. And I wonder. I wonder what.
I don't know how you write these. I don't know how you write these in 10 minutes.
I wonder what.
10 minutes, and he comes up with that.
I wonder.
Today's debate is radiators. I've got a poem. Yeah, straight away. You know what I mean? Brilliant. My hat's off to you. My coat ain't, but my hat's off to you, Sam. Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. Give him an award. It's fantastic. Harry, you still there? You can go home, Sam. We're carrying on now, mate.
I'm here.
What?
What?
Are you down a well?
What is it?
You down a well?
What?
Is Harry down a well?
What? Have a listen to this. Wait a minute. Listen. Ross.
Is he down a well?
No.
Don't do an impression on me.
Ross.
Don't do an impression on you.
Ross. Listen.
Is there a car? Oh, an impression on you. Is there a car in Sweden? And, you know, something happened in Sweden. Yeah, here's a song for you. Make something funny out of this song. Don't like it, do you?
Have a listen to this.
Yeah, get your face.
What are you going to do about that?
It kept going quiet on coat.
well,
can you play it again? It kept going wrong.
Yeah.
You're good on the poems, but you're not too good on the songs. I keep having blanks in them.
Yeah, that's my point, isn't it? If you get rid of coats, right, including Max, you're going to get this.
Coat.
How many coats should one expect to own in a lifetime, Harry? Yes or no?
No.
What about you, Ross?
Cassinger.
Now, can you sum up the...
That's what I'm drinking.
Could you sum up the debate for me in one word, please?
Oh, I've used it all up.
Oh, no.
Cassinger again.
Harry.
Paul Ross.
Thank you. Right, now that, of course, as you've heard, is a very emotive subject. Should we get rid of coats? Do we need coats anymore in post-Brexit Britain when we've got... fountains and proxy wars. Let us know what you think. You know what Harry thinks. You know what Ross thinks. What do you think? Should we get rid of coats? 8722.
Start your message with a word.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
You're listening to The Big Debate on Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Dial up and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Come on, Wilbur. Winter's coming. But if we're quick, British Gas will help us get ready for it. Right now, British Gas are offering £200 trade-in on a new boiler. It also comes with a 5-year British Gas warranty. But we'll have to be quick. We've only got until the 31st of January. Oh, hurry up, Wilbur. Search British Gas new boiler or call 0800 754 754. Conditions apply.
We don't know you. We don't know how far you can swim, how high you can climb, or how quickly you can put together a rifle. We don't know how fast you can run, how well you can drive, or if you can think on your feet. We don't know how strong you are, how confident you are, or what you're capable of. But then, neither do you. Yet. If you join the Army, together we'll help you become a better you. Search Army Jobs. Army. Be the best.
Jingle bells, bounce off all the way. Oh, what fun it is to beat Dad on Christmas Day.
Jingle bells, Pictionary all the way. Oh, what fun it is to draw better than Uncle Ray.
Jingle bells, Uno all the way. Oh, what fun to play and shout Uno with no delay.
Jingle bells, Scrabble all the way. Oh, what fun it is to see the family play all day.
Play the game with all the family this Christmas.
Pictionary, Scrabble, Uno and Bounce Off available at all good toy stores.
Talk Radio, Traffic and Travel.
In Folkestone, there's problems for the A2033, which is closed because of an accident near the A259, and north of Folkestone through Hawkins, the A260 Canterbury Road's closed, and near Coomwood Lane. That's both ways because of an accident. Better news as you head away from Northampton towards Wellingborough on the A45. Eastbound restrictions after an accident have been lifted. Looks like there's an accident slowing down the southbound M1 between junctions 18 for Rugby and 17 for Daventry. And in Manchester, the A56 Victoria Street is still closed for emergency repairs around Chapel Street. I'm Jarena Adams.
Avoid the last-minute Christmas panic with great Vodafone deals on tablets, smartphones and SIMs, all with our network satisfaction guarantee. Come in store today or visit us online. Offer ends 21st December 2016. We've got you covered this Christmas on our even bigger and better network. Vodafone. Power to you.
Terms and exclusions apply. Increased geographical and population coverage from March 2015 to March 2016. Coverage may vary. For details, see vodafone.co.uk/NSG.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Mid-mornings with Julia Hartley-Brewer. Join the titanium lady of Talk Radio for 3 hours of provocative discussion, intelligent analysis and fearless comment.
Mid-mornings with me, Julia Hartley-Brewer. Your one-stop shop for debate about the stories that everyone's talking about. No nonsense, no prisoners, no substitutes.
Get both barrels from Judge Jules.
Julia Hartley-Brewer, tomorrow morning from 10.
On your all-new speech station, Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It's the afternoon on Talk Radio. I am the man here. And here's some reactions that have been coming in to today's big story, of course, which is we are talking about, about whether or not we need coats in post-Brexit Britain. That's the question we ask you. Do we need coats when we've got fountains and proxy wars? Ross was very much against the notion. He was in the anti-coat lobby. Harry, a big fan of them, actually. This has come in. John, I don't think coats should be banned. Mine is a long Mac, and I simply don't need any other clothes when I wear it. Thanks very much. That's come in from Mr. A. Flasher. He sent that in from a park. Cornelius, you've got some...
Yeah, Mark has sent this in. John, without coats, what type of tail would Con hang on off of your career?
Yes.
Very funny.
Very good question as well. John, my family, this is from Alex, my family got rid of their coat of arms centuries ago and replaced it with a shirt of legs, and I'm damn proud of it as well. Thanks very much, Alex. Keep your reactions coming in, 87222.
Start your message with a word
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Let's do a diversity paper review. Okay then, so the diversity paper review works a little bit like this. If you've not heard it before, I mean. Each and every day, we review the papers. So far, so usual on the programme. But our papers are reviewed by a different diversity every single day, making us the most diverse programme in broadcasting. Thank you very much. And we welcome back Charlie today, and his diversity is that he is...
a brown one.
Thank you. What's in the papers, Charlie?
You've been living under a rock for a little while. Well, you may know that the X Factor rapper, quote unquote, Honey G, is getting ready to release her debut track a week this coming Friday.
Right.
But she won't be able to contend with last night's winner, Matt Terry, who sounds like a carpenter for some reason, for the coveted...
when you say he sounds like a carpenter, do you mean like the Carpenters?
No.
Or you mean just a carpenter?
Yeah.
Like not the Karen Carpenter, no, not Richard Carpenter.
No.
Just a carpenter.
Yeah. His single track's just got hammering all over it.
I'll be honest with you, I've not seen it. I don't know who he is or what he is. The only reason I know about Honey G is because I think you mentioned it before. And so, well, or somewhat. A paper reviewer has talked about
a brown one.
Honey G. No, not a brown one.
No, okay.
I think it was our bisexual one.
Oh,
which
right.
is Rudd.
Okay.
So I've heard of Honey G, although I still haven't heard any of her works.
I only saw Honey G for the very first time on Saturday.
Right.
They got her back for the final, didn't they?
Yeah.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, I read it on Twitter.
Oh, did you really? And that's when they announced that Simon Cowell has signed her to his record label. So yes, she's not going to disappear for any time.
No, I suppose the story there is that this was planned in the beginning. Call me cynical.
Of course.
But the whole thing.
Cynical.
So what is she? She's the one who's been in trouble for appropriating black culture. Is that her?
Yeah.
Because is that what they've said about her?
Yeah. That's what some have said.
Some have said about her.
Yes. Some have gone as far to say that she's like a female equivalent of Ali G. Do you remember him?
I do. Yeah, but that was a joke character. Is she a joke character or a proper thing? I don't...
Well, she argues that she is a massive fan of rap.
Yeah.
And, you know, but she started arguing this after being all criticised, so sort of a bit backtracking.
I see.
Yeah. Unfortunately, she's been hammered quite a bit on social
networking. Do you watch The X Factor, Charlie?
No, I'm afraid not.
So,
not anymore.
So this guy, Matt's won it.
Yes.
And presumably also signed to Simon Cowell's label.
I'm not too sure.
I think that's the prize.
Is that how it goes?
That's the prize you get.
Right.
You get to release this single,
Okay.
Which is he's going to release, and that's part of it. But whether he gets a full album is in the question.
The road to superstardom off the X Factor is littered with corpses.
Yes.
Some have done well, others not so much.
Can you name any previous X Factor winners and say the last
One Direction won? Didn't they win? What,
they didn't win. No, famously, a lot of the ones who come runners-up do even better than the winners. Oh. But there have been some... James Arthur, I think, won, and he's still going.
I don't know what that is.
Leona Lewis as well.
I've heard of her.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Did she win?
Yeah.
Well, that's amongst three of us, that's we've not done too well, but I suppose that's all right.
The winner's from Bromley, where I'm from.
Hmm?
Works in Carluccio's.
Not really?
Mm.
Not anymore.
Well, I don't know. Give it a month.
All right, what else? What else is in the papers?
Well, if you've been dreaming of a white Christmas to get you in the festive spirits, come the 25th of this month, you might be a little bit disappointed because Christmas Day this year could be the warmest ever.
The warmest ever Christmas Day?
Yes.
What sort of baking temperature? How hot are we going?
Well, bookmakers have slashed the odds on a record high temperature which was recorded last year, of 16 degrees Celsius, which is 61 degrees Fahrenheit at Tamworth in Devon.
Right.
And topping the previous temperature of 15.6 degrees Celsius in Devon in 1920.
So there's something about a Christmas day. I don't mind if it's crisp and bright, but I do. But grey and drizzly, I have an issue with.
Yeah, so do I.
But on Christmas Day, I don't expect snow anymore. That's just off the table, isn't it? We know that's not going to happen.
Well, we have had white Christmases previously, like in recent years, like 2009.
Christmas Day, not where I live.
In Reading, where I live, we did.
Did you?
Yeah,
I remember driving down to my nan's one Christmas, and there was snow on the ground. I mean, it wasn't full on; like we were happily, easily driving there, but there was some snow in some fields on the way down.
Right. Yeah, and I still slipped up as well.
Is this the the global warming?
Yes.
Is that what? Because you also read today we're not allowed. We won't have cod anymore because of the warm water. Cod has been overfished and now gone north to find colder waters.
Right.
And instead, Britain is surrounded by squid. So they say that the UK's favourite meal in a few years will be squid and chips. That's in the news today.
Have you tried squid before?
Well, calamari,
yes.
Yes, it's perfectly delicious. And actually, I quite like the idea of squid and chips.
I think it's quite a popular dish anyway, isn't it? Yeah. Lots of people have calamari as a starter.
Dip it in tartar sauce.
Anyway, you're listening to the food programme. Radio 4.
Sorry, I digress.
The warmest Christmas day on record. I'm a traditionalist.
Most people are inside anyway, so it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, but the idea is if it's lovely, you go outside, don't you? I was once in Costa Rica for Christmas, or very nearly Christmas, and it was really quite odd because it's a hot, obviously very hot country.
Yeah, sure.
And the people put Christmas trees up and decorations, and as you'd expect them to, but it just feels plain wrong. It's like in Australia, isn't it? It's Australian summer, so the people in Australia
they have it on the beach.
Tim Minchin drinking white wine in the sun. It's just wrong.
Well, like, I was in Dubai a couple of weeks ago.
And you said that last week. Show off.
I didn't actually mention where I went, though, did I? And the only trace I saw of Christmas out there was Christmas trees in the hotel.
Yeah.
And that was about it.
But
really.
It feels... Are you a big Christmas traditionalist, Charlie?
Yes and no. The reason why I say that is because I have a rather large family.
Yeah.
So it's like on Christmas Day, it's my duty to sort of go around, show my face, tolerate the 22,000 nieces and nephews that I've got.
Yeah.
And then I sort of duck out about the time EastEnders comes around.
Right, fair enough. Good. All right. Well, look, stay there. Don't duck out yet because we'll be talking more papers after the news, which is going to be coming up with Alex very shortly. In the next half an hour as well, there will be a Kickstarter. Now, those familiar with the programme will doubtless be aware that we like to help, and we like to help you, especially if you have a Kickstarter idea or project that you want to, you know, not failing exactly, but just sort of floundering about, to use a fish term. We'll help you. Get in touch, 8722.
Start your message with a word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
And in the next half an hour, we will be giving a Kickstarter project a kick up the arse. It's 3:30 now on Talk Radio and elsewhere, I dare say, although I haven't checked. Here's Toby with a roundup of the news.
Talk Radio.
Thank you, good afternoon. Two men from Birmingham have been jailed for giving £3,000 to one of the Brussels bombing suspects. Mohamed Ali Ahmed and Zakaria Boufassil have been sentenced to 8 and 3 years respectively. Kingston Crown Court heard money was handed over to Mohamed Abrini, known as the Man in the Hat, during a secret meeting in a Birmingham park. An army bomb disposal team has been called in to help with an anti-terror operation across the country. A series of raids were carried out in Burton, Derby and in London. Six people are being questioned on suspicion of engaging in the preparation of an act of terrorism. The neo-Nazi movement National Action will become the first extreme right-wing group to be banned as a terrorist organisation. It means being a member or encouraging support for the group will become a criminal offence from Friday. Home Secretary Amber Rudd has described them as a racist, anti-Semitic and homophobic organisation.
National Action is a vile group. They promote homophobia, they promote violence and terrorism, and they have no place in this country. That's why I'm taking this action today.
Crew director of football Dario Gradi has broken his silence over his suspension from football. The FA has handed him an interim ban amid allegations he helped smooth over an allegation of sexual abuse by a former Chelsea youth product about a club scout at the time. Gradi's again denied any wrongdoing, adding he'll do everything he can to assist all investigatory authorities and thanked the people he says have come out to support him. The ex-FA chairman Greg Dyke has joined four other former executives to condemn the organisation's lack of diversity. They say it's not independent enough and many of the people involved in the Football Association are underqualified. And there are calls for EU citizens to be able to stay living in the UK if they're already doing so before the Brexit process starts. Think tank British Future says they should have the same rights as citizens here. Here's your weather. Mild and cloudy with patchy rain for some this evening. Heavier rain coming in across the southwest later. Clearer skies in the far north and northwest with frost coming in there. Lows of 5 Celsius.
Yeah, there's no weather jingle
I
in
kind
that
of
one.
Forgot that, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the frost is coming in, but the weather jingle is not.
No.
No, I could have sat there for a long time. Yeah.
I was wondering how long you were going to give it, to be honest. But yeah, the weather jingle at the top of the hour.
Yes.
You're on your own down here.
I don't know why, do you?
It's all to do with the union rules for technical operators.
Oh, okay.
Because Marta...
Too many button presses.
Well, absolutely. Marta through the glass. Hi, Marta. Hi, Marta.
Hi.
Hi, Marta's through there.
It's that extra noise.
I do apologise. She's Spanish.
She'll be allowed to stay here then once we leave the EU, by the seems to think.
Well, yes, but the thing is she's very very unionised and she won't push a button for a weather jingle just once an hour. That's all she'll do. And she's too busy on the half hour writing angry letters about some beer that Cornelius left in the studio. underneath the desk.
Just all staffers. Just a casual
staff. You've just killed your assistant.
Cass, stop it. What's wrong with you?
Not well.
Cass is
really...
She
drank the beer.
Cass is really... Stop, God, it's horrible.
That's Cass.
Yeah. She's dying.
Yeah. Marta, you sent an email, didn't you? A cross email.
I did, yeah.
Yeah, because Cornelius had left some beer under the desk.
Do you regret that, Marta?
Huh?
Do you regret it?
No.
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 Still do it again.
Grass. Yeah.
Maybe send another.
Grass.
I might do.
Yeah.
I've got all the time in the world now.
No, you don't press the weather snap button.
Exactly.
It's a union thing. Thanks, Marta.
Thank you.
All right. You like Cass?
No.
She's not. She's really ill today, isn't she? But the good news is she hasn't spoken as much.
No, yeah.
So, she was still able to be grumpy at me in the office earlier.
Was
so
she?
It's fine.
She's
still bits of her usual self around.
She smeared me with a tomato.
I don't think I want to know.
She took a tomato.
Was that today or just in general?
Cornelius' salad.
And my salad.
And she
private
smeared
life.
Me with it.
Where?
In the studio.
I'm glad that was the answer to that.
Yes. Right, so...
Because I can't see no stains.
Toby!
Hi.
Go away now.
Okay.
All right, fine. That's Toby with the news and the jingleless weather. You're listening to Talk Radio. We'll be back with Charlie in a minute for more diversity paper review.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. And now for something cornflakely different. Satisfy your appetite for meaty news debate and unfiltered comments on The Breakfast Show with Extra Bite.
I'm Paul Ross. Join me from 6 on Talk Radio. If it's on your mind, get it on the radio.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Make toast, not war.
Tomorrow morning from 6
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Yes, it's Talk Radio. Yes, it's the afternoons. Yes, I am John Holmes. And look, Charlie is still with us now. You're hearing that story there, of course, about diversity in the FA. It was in Toby's News. They should take a look to us, because we really are the most diverse programme in broadcasting, because each day we do the diversity paper review with a different diversity. Charlie, remind us of yours.
I'm a brown one.
Thank you. And we've already talked about, well, the warmest Christmas day ever. And something called a Honey G, and someone else who works in Carlew Church in Bromley has won a thing. Where are we going next?
We're going to a story which I spotted in The Sun.
Spotted.
On Saturday.
Spotted.
What's wrong with saying spotted?
Spotted.
Spotted. Spotted.
That's it. Carry on.
Anyway, this story that I saw, it refers to a tweet which Jeremy Clarkson sent out towards the end of last week, which said... Airlines, if you allow a very small baby onto a plane, why not offer a 100% discount to those within, say, 20 feet? So what the story is referring to is the pet hate, which we all have secretly about having infants travelling on planes, like especially on like long haul yep, flights. So yep. He was having a dig, and as you would expect... He got a backlash to that tweet. Shall I read out a couple of them?
Please do.
Well, I've only got the one, sorry.
All right. That'll do then.
It says, at Jeremy Clarkson, you was one once and you're still moaning like a child. And Jeremy Clarkson replied back, I did not let my children fly until they were old enough to appreciate where they were going, which I kind of... See where Jeremy Clarkson's coming from.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, I've taken tiny children on plane before, right?
Yeah.
But only short haul.
Okay.
And I wouldn't take long haul. But it is hellish, mm-hmm. not least for those around you. But what you need to do is, as a parent, because sometimes it's a necessary thing.
Yeah.
Right? So, but having been a passenger on planes where this happens, and mm-hmm. yes, you're absolutely right, we all just go, oh God, if they sit you near a child, you know, it looks like, you know, it could cry. That's what they do.
Even if it's crying right. already.
Exactly. And you just think, oh God, no. First of all, it's the responsibility of everybody flying to take some noise-cancelling headphones, because that'll help
Dick.
You.
Yeah.
Right? But the other point to make is that if you are a parent and you're travelling with children and you know it's going to annoy people, which it will,
mm-hmm.
There are steps you can take, one of which is to keep the child occupied, depending on their age. Make sure you've got enough stuff
yes.
to keep that child occupied, and the snacks and drink and that kind of thing.
Toys?
Absolutely.
Surely an iPad.
That's one of the magic tools.
Mm.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, so you need things to start. But I did read a story once where this couple, and this was, I can't remember exactly what they bought, but they took their child on a plane. They said, look, in advance, and they stood up and did an announcement. In advance, we apologise that our baby is on this plane.
Mm.
However, here's what we're going to do. And they handed out, like, I can't remember what they bought, what the gifts were, but every passenger got something from this couple in advance.
Alcohol.
Something like that. but they got to the trouble of just buying all this stuff and just going,
right.
that's yours, we apologise in advance. Which I thought was, and the whole plane applauded that, which is annoying because it woke the baby up and it screamed the whole time. But, you know, it was a good gesture. I have to... You know, sometimes it's necessary, but you've got to take the right measures because it will annoy people. That's true.
But there is a workaround for this, and I promise this will be the last time I mention my trip to Dubai.
There we go. Yeah.
But with most airlines, you can check in like 24 hours before.
Yeah.
So like what I did was I checked in 24 hours and I'd make sure, because the children sit at the front of the plane. Is that correct?
Not necessarily.
Oh, really?
That's
the assumption that I made.
Little babies.
That's a pilot.
Yeah.
Little babies will go in bassinets,
yeah.
which they're bolted to the front of the plane. But sometimes they're just on laps or in car seats next to the. You can take car seats on planes and use the strap then. So your method is not foolproof.
Okay, right. Yeah. And that's it from me.
Good. Well, not good. That sounds very rude. But I mean, it was good.
Thank you very
much. Thank you, Charlie. Mm. Will you be back next week?
Well, I'm not too sure.
Oh, fine. All right.
If you want me.
We'll have you.
Okay, all right, I'll
fine.
Be back.
Okay, Charlie with us for the Diversity Paper Review. You're listening to Talk Radio. In the next bit of the programme, just before 4 o'clock, Sam Delaney gets here. We will be helping an ailing Kickstarter. Now, if you've got a Kickstarter project that you would like to, well, see given a kick up the arse by coming onto the radio. Specifically, Britain's 32nd most listened to station out of a possible 39. Then just get in touch with us and we can chat through your Kickstarter idea and thus try and raise you coin. Well, here on the radio, the number to get in touch is this, 8722.
Start your message with the word Talk
Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
It's Talk Radio, I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Forget the naughty or nice list. Smash your to-do list with this powerful gift idea from B&Q. Selected McAllister power tools are two for just £30. For this and more great tool gifts, come to B&Q and get Christmas cracking. Offer ends 22nd of December, some stores excluded. For individual prices, see DIY.com.
Amigo loans won't use your credit score. They can help you with a loan much faster than before. If the bank says no, go online and grab your guarantor. Simple loans from Amigo, that's what friends are for. To borrow up to £7,500 within 24 hours, visit amigoloans.co.uk today. You must be 18 or over, not bankrupt, and be able to afford repayments. Guarantor required who must pay if you can't. Representative 49.9% APR variable. Amigoloans.co.uk.
Avoid the last-minute Christmas panic with great Vodafone deals on tablets, smartphones and SIMs. All with our network satisfaction guarantee. Come in store today or visit us online. Offer ends 21st December 2016. We've got you covered this Christmas on our even bigger and better network. Vodafone. Power to you.
Terms and exclusions apply. Increased geographical and population coverage from March 2015 to March 2016. Coverage may vary. For details, see vodafone.co.uk/NSG.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
There's delays in Devon just north of Tavistock for the A386 through Mary Tavy. It's currently closed in both directions after a two-vehicle accident. A couple of problems in Folkestone. Firstly, the A2033 is closed by an accident at the A259, and north of Folkestone through Hawkinge, the A260 Canterbury Road still closed because of an accident. West of Newark, both sides of the A617 through Hockerton remain closed after a serious accident near to the A612, and in Manchester, the A56 Victoria Street is still closed for emergency repairs. I'm Gerena Adams.
Avoid the last-minute Christmas panic with great Vodafone deals on tablets, smartphones and SIMs. All with our network satisfaction guarantee. Come in store today or visit us online. Offer ends 21st December 2016. We've got you covered this Christmas on our even bigger and better network. Vodafone. Power to you.
Terms and exclusions apply. Increased geographical and population coverage from March 2015 to March 2016. Coverage may vary. For details, see vodafone.co.uk/NSG.
Did your husband accidentally transfer the contents of your joint account to a Nigerian prince called Trust Me Good Man? Perhaps you bought diet pills on the internet that made you frightened to cough. Or maybe your exotic mail order bride turned out to be a Ukrainian pig farmer called Igor.
When the con is on, you need a man who's on it. Listen to the Radio Hustle with scam-busting supremo Alexis Conran and get the inside track on all the latest swindles, schemes, tricks and traps the fraudsters are using to get their hands on your cash.
Get tipped off, not ripped off. The Radio Hustle with Alexis Conran, enemy of the con man.
Saturday afternoon from 1 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Because it sets an awful precedent. Right, as opposed to Donald Trump, who is an awful president. Right, so you listen to Talk Radio in the afternoons. The news, though, obviously... given that it's about Theresa May's trousers, social care funding. This is about the council tax having to go up, of course. Theresa May might have to increase council tax to pay for social and care for the elderly in the future. That's on the front of many of the papers today. It's all very complicated.
I can't get my head around
it,
John.
It's all right, Cornelius. Don't you worry your little odd-shaped head about
it. It's not odd-shaped.
It really is. Because here's where we explain the news. Because in five syllables, seven syllables and five syllables, we present the news. In haikus.
pretext row over. Maze trousers, not surprised. They were terrible.
The news in haiku. It's not as terrible as if Boris Johnson would have worn a pair, as we discussed earlier, with The Sun's fashion editor who joined us on the programme. If you missed it... Right, it's 3:45. Sam Delaney will be with us in 15 minutes' time for today's Drive Time programme. But meanwhile, let's help someone out. Good afternoon, you are listening to Talk Radio, and I am, John Holmes. On the line now is today's Kickstarter. You know us. We like to give people a helping hand here at Talk Radio. And the way we do it is, of course, by finding Kickstarter projects that, very much we'd like to help along by kicking them up the arse. And one such man is on the telephone now. He's called John. Hello, John.
Hi.
Hi, good afternoon. Thank you for joining us. So, Kickstarter then, you are, as is, traditional in the Kickstarter realm, you are begging for the public coin. Why, John, should we part with it?
Because it's a good idea. It's a simple but big idea.
Go on then.
Called Tag Scene.
Tag Scene, right, okay. Tell us about Tag Scene.
Basically, it's to try and take people offline. It's a badge that has a magnetic and multicoloured centre. And it has an app, and the app allows you to set up events that we've called tag scenes. Those events can be for various things, and the colours will have meaning at the events. So, shall I give you an example or a couple of examples?
I think that would be best, yes.
Right, okay. Well, an example could be at a coffee shop in the morning.
Yep.
And the colours might be, it might be particularly for parents that are at home with their kids. So rather than the parent going off feeling lonely with their child to a coffee shop any time of the day or any time of the week,
yeah,
their local coffee shop might hold a tag scene Tuesday morning, maybe their quiet time.
Yeah.
And the colours might be the ages of their children, could be their interests. And it allows them then to introduce themselves. They'll understand that other person wearing the badge is willing to talk, because that's the whole idea. It's to try and provoke people to talk.
So what you're saying...
And then they could talk to each other.
So what we're saying is, and rightly, I think, because most people spend their time just looking down at their phones, and so social interaction is poor because of everything that's happening online, people tweeting, and no one really meets anyone in reality. And you're saying, let's get back out there and talk to people face to face. And to do that, you're cleverly tricking them by making them think it's something technical, when actually it's quite a nice, simple system.
It's a very simple system, yes. It's greatly advantaged by having the app, because you can find tag scenes.
Right, so if I went to this
event.
Coffee shop, right, and I thought, right, I want to talk to somebody. I've got children, I've got a six-year-old and a four-year-old, and I thought, oh, I want to talk to somebody with kids a similar age so we can compare how hellish it is to live with them, right? And then and then they know from the colour of my... So I've set up, the tag scene set up, like it says blue for hellish children. And then I see somebody with a blue badge, and I go, right, they've got hellish children, and I'll go and talk to them. Is that the kind of gist?
You could do.
Yeah. Is it a bit like that traffic light party thing where people wear like red, green or amber, depending on how willing they are to have sex with someone else? Is it sort of like that?
Well, the whole idea of this is to try and keep it clean as well. Yes, there could be tag scenes set up for dating.
Yeah.
There'll be some control that we'll put over the meanings of the colours, but... Yes, it could be used for dating, it could be used at work, it could be used for anything.
So give me a work-based scenario.
Your employer or someone in your company could set up a tag scene. Say it was an engineering firm with project managers that, if you like, spend the money on the projects.
Yeah.
that credit control upstairs, two floors away from them, that really they never interact with.
Yep.
There could be control between colours to try and provoke communication between certain colours. So it, if you like, again, takes people away from the online situation, takes them away from emails and actually gets them to talk to each other.
Well, I admire your the way you're trying to get people back talking properly rather than just, you know, anonymously mm-hmm. online and so on and so forth. I noticed on your notes as well, you said, you know, you can also let people know about health conditions you might have as well, in terms of, well, you know.
A tag scene could be set up for anything. It could be set up for a health situation. Yeah. There might be some fixed colours that we keep. A green might indicate I'm willing to chat, and that might be fixed. And we might have a colour fix for headaches so that they yeah. tell their colleagues at work, if it were a work situation, you know, when I'm wearing this colour, because, you know, I have this problem regularly, it's a time to avoid me just for that day.
Yes,
and I mean, I'll be fine the following time. It saves them having to repeat it all the time.
Yes, our assistant producer could, Cass, could wear one of these just to warn yeah. people that she was permanently in a really, 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 really angry bad mood. Maybe. Yeah.
She might not have a job, I guess. But.
Yeah, well, we can hope. Yeah, but you could combine it with dating as well, couldn't you? Because you could literally, you know, you did have a dating app, and you could then you'd automatically know who's got chlamydia. So, you know, that's interesting.
Yeah, well, it could do that. Again, it's not my intention.
But. No. All right, look, John, thank you very much. Now, you, where would we find you online? What are we searching for in Kickstarter?
Well, if you go onto Kickstarter and you search for Tag Scene,
yes.
You'll come across it. If you were to ask the question, how have we done so far? And the answer is awfully.
Oh.
People actually pledging now.
Yeah.
We've got some good deals on there.
Oh.
And hopefully to build up the momentum, but because we've got a lot of work to do.
Yeah, well, that's what we're here to help Kickstarters, John. That's what we do. What's your favourite colour, finally?
My favourite colour?
Yes.
Yellow, I think. But there's loads of colours.
All right, John, thank you very much. That's John. He's got an idea there, hasn't he? If you've got one, we'd like to hear from you. Get in touch. You can do it. 8722.
Sorry, message with the word talk.
Not even here. Or you can use Twitter at Talk Radio.
Sorry, message with the word any word you like.
You're not even here.
France is good,
though. Shut up, Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Got a loud voice.
There are loads of colours. Right, so it's very much on the way to 4 o'clock, isn't it? But Sam Delaney will be joining us shortly to tell us what's coming up on his show. Meanwhile, in What Happened at the Weekend news, Cornelius got what was it, Christmassy?
Reprimanded. Mm.
Yeah. So what happened?
I went for a Christmas meal on a Friday evening.
Whose was it?
My group of friends from school. We all meet up each year and do this.
Yeah.
I had a lot to drink.
Did you?
Well, I started drinking before the meal. Before I'd met up with them, which was the problem.
I see.
After the meal, once we were all just sitting there and having fun and chatting.
Were you the embarrassing one?
Yeah, I was.
Are you that every year?
No, it's never really happened.
Were you that at school?
Basically, I really like the song 12 Days of Christmas a lot. I really like it.
Is it your favourite Christmas song?
Yeah, and I really like pub sing-alongs.
Yes.
So I decided I'd sing it. In this pub at the mill. It was more a restaurant than a pub, really, as well, which probably didn't help.
Yeah.
But I was quite drunk. And whilst I do really like the song, I also don't know the words to the song.
Yes.
But my brain decided that I would sing it quite loud. I was being egged on by someone. So, the whole table hated it.
You've been egged on by someone.
There was one person at the end of the table who just kept miming the words along to me and just putting the idea in my head. So I started singing it, but because I forgot the words, I just sung Maids Are Milking for Every Gift, which makes an absolutely excellent song.
Well.
So I started...
Give us an example.
What is it? On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me A partridge in a pear tree.
Oh, so you don't put the milk in?
No, not straight away.
Oh.
On the second day of Christmas, my true love gave to me two maids of milking. And a partridge in a pear tree. On the third day of Christmas, my true love gave to me three maids of milking. Two maids of milking. And a partridge in a pear tree. On the fourth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me eight maids of milking. No, maids of milking.
I can see, are you drunk now?
No. Three maids are milking, two maids are milking, and a maid milking in a pear tree.
Oh, it's a maid milking in a pear tree?
Yeah, I changed it about this point. On the fifth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me golden rings. How can you forget that? Everyone remembers that one.
All right.
Four
maids are milking,
three maids are milking, two maids are milking, and a maid milking in a pear tree. It was about six when I got asked to be quiet by a staff member.
Yes, understandable.
And it was at 14 maids of milking I got asked to leave the event.
14 maids of milking.
Yeah, I kept going.
Yeah.
I didn't want to be restricted by numbers.
How many times have you been punched in your life?
Never.
It's a surprise, that, isn't it?
It's so weird. I mean, I sort of half knew he'd say never, because if he had been punched in the face, he'd be less like he is. So he's one of those guys. I've got a brother like this as well, who somehow breezed through it, sort of thing. He's got lucky. No one's ever punched him in the face, so he's just, like, carried on.
Yeah.
And in that sense, you can't really blame him.
You can't. I mean, you're absolutely right. But it's about... So he's still young. There's still time for that to happen.
Exactly. Oh, well, there's a Christmas party soon.
Yeah, oh, that's true.
That's got to be, you know, it's really got to boost his chances.
Going?
Well, I don't know. I wasn't going to, but now the idea of me being able to punch you in the face sort of is appealing.
Yeah.
And because at a Christmas party, you can get away with that sort of thing. Like, if I was to do it now,
yeah,
everyone would be like, oh, that's outrageous. Go to HR.
Yeah.
But round the corner at that seedy Turkish bar that everyone goes to, when it's all noisy, everyone's drunk, I'll be sober. But if I punch you in the face, I'll just go, yeah, I accidentally fell off the wagon and punched Con, so sorry about
you know,
that.
It could be. You know those things, sort of corporate events like that, Christmas parties, forced fun, where they set up a photo booth or a karaoke. Right, that could be the entertainment, is we just queue up to punch Con in the face.
You could put him in some stocks.
Yes!
Or his face through one of those end-of-the-pier pictures of a fat lady or whatever on a donkey.
Yeah.
And you just go up and punch him.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do that.
And you know what? It'll be good for you. You'd thank each and every one of us after we've done it. Because you'd say, I've grown a lot as a man.
Yeah. What's coming up on the show, Sam?
Well, one of the subjects we'll be talking about is what makes you happy. There's a spurious study out saying, apparently... that not just money makes you happy, but also friends and family. Sounds preposterous, so we'll be picking the bones out of that.
Good.
It's going to be a good debate, because it's going to be Tom Hodgkinson, the editor of The Idler, who is a well-known sort of philosopher, writer, academic type, very posh.
Yeah.
Versus Helen Wood, former sex worker, current columnist, once famously had a threesome with Wayne Rooney. So two very different approaches to life. Another prostitute.
Oh, fine.
Two very different approaches to life, very different experiences, both, I assume, with different perspectives on what constitutes happiness. So stay tuned for that, and there'll be some other things.
There you go. Sam Delaney with you on Drive next. We'll be back tomorrow, 1 till 4 in the afternoon. It's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.